I hate this chair. I got to get a new chair.
All right. I think maybe that could be the intro in the last 60 seconds.
I doubt that.
What? Why would that be the intro?
I know, because Andrew's lazy.
I'm eating and I don't want to do anything.
Huh? I'm going to start off.
Good, please do.
I was trying to think of something funny and I couldn't.
You could just do your normal thing where you just yell and then it gets everyone jazzed up. It's like an audio cup of coffee.
Audio enema. Audio enema.
That's just putting a speaker up your butt.
An audio enema for your ears. Yay! Welcome to episode 324 of the show. This is P.O.K. here talking to you on the microphone, and across from the table is Andrew, and on the Skype we've got Brett joining us from SchoolSucksProject.com. How's it going, Brett?
Good.
I'm not on the camera because one of our cameras isn't working. And
for the third time in a week.
For once, I don't want to be self-conscious, so only you and Skype Brett are on camera.
I have the perfect angle so everybody can tell how much chin I have still.
Yep.
Look at them cheeks.
Motivation.
Look at those cheeks right there. Motivation. Motivation to go to the Fitbit. Boom. Fuck you. You don't out-nerd me, you son of a bitch. Brett.
Yeah, how are you guys' chins doing? And you each got a Fitbit now, and everything sounds like it's coming along.
Yeah, my chin's doing okay. A lot better than it has been. But we'll get into more recent events later on in the show.
Thanks for fat.
But Puke's got chin updates.
Do I?
Oh.
What?
Great.
I've lost a couple pounds, but I was
jealous. 7 pounds in a week.
I don't know. It seems weird that all of a sudden, like, boom, 7 pounds when I've been at, like, 209 pretty consistently for a while.
Yeah, and then you said last night, I'm at 202. And I said, what were you at? And you said 209. And I'm thinking, what, 2 months ago? And you're like, no, 7 days ago.
Yeah, like last week or something.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I think things are coming together here. But Andrew was out of town, and I was super lazy. So the problem, though, now is I pulled a muscle in my ribs, one of them intercostal muscles, I think, and it hurts to do anything that where I have to really squeeze my my gut muscles.
For those of you who aren't aware, the intercostal is the little channel of water between the Keys and the mainland.
Yeah, and there's a muscle there, and I pulled it.
There's muscles.
Yeah. Oh, yes, muscles. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very good. That is level 37.
Anyway.
I was doing the leg press machine, Brett, like 2 weeks ago, and I went down.
Which one? Which leg press machine?
The leg press machine. The one you were using when you were here that weekend. It's where you kind of sit in the seat.
I believe I was doing, I could pull up my little log book.
Yeah, how much were you doing?
I think I did 540.
Wow, damn it.
So that's not what you were doing.
No. I think I did a set of 540. I think that was my highest. It's five plates. No, it's six plates on each side.
That sounds about right. You did have a shit ton of 45-pound plates on that fucking thing. I think we were doing 120?
No. We were doing 360.
We were doing 360 days a year.
Four plates on each side.
We had four plates. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Was that four plates on each side? Yeah.
That is four plates on each side.
Yeah. 45. Let me pull out my Fitbit. It's got a calculator on it. I can figure it out real quick.
Yeah. No, I've figured it out already.
Shit. I need an excuse to use this expensive thing on my wrist.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Well, first of all, I did this. We were doing the squats, and I went down at one point, and I think I let my legs go a little too far down, and all of a sudden there's a sharp pain at the very bottom rib. The left side. And it was fine for a couple.
It was real gross. It was like he had an antler sticking out of his body.
Yeah. And it didn't seem to hurt for a while, and now it's gotten to hurt worse. And then I tried to do some stuff the last couple exercises, like days we've done exercises, and it hurts real bad. It hurts in the car when we go over bumps, but yay for that shit. Anyway, it'll heal eventually, I'm sure. But my Fitbit, the Fitbit Versa, I picked it up because it came out Monday, so I couldn't buy it as soon as Andrew got his. So Andrew had like a couple weeks of nerd up on me, which I was very sad about because, I mean, just to think that Andrew had a fucking tracker device on his wrist before I did, it's just shameful.
Yeah, so you had to buy the iPod one.
I bought the one that's much more of a smartwatch. It's got a screen on it, and it looks very fancy, nerdy digital, and I have an app on it that's a calculator, and I've used it 5 times now at work. It's very handy.
My response was, oh, that looks real stupid. And you go, yeah, but guess what it has on it? A calculator.
Yeah!
Crackulator.
Is that supposed to bother me?
I don't know. Like, I don't know why... I haven't ever looked at my wrist, and I wish there was a calculator here.
Okay, well, that's how we know you're not a true nerd.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it.
So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. It costs the same as yours.
Nice.
And there is one giant problem.
What's that?
I can't wear it on my goddamn left wrist because there's a tattoo in the way, so the heart rate monitor doesn't work.
That sucks.
Which is very annoying because it's on my right wrist now, but...
Yeah, he explained this to me, and you said it doesn't work because the tattoo doesn't cause the reflectivity that's needed for the heart rate
The heart rate monitor uses a green light that flashes, and somehow it, like, it, you know, your skin's not perfectly opaque, so the light goes into the skin a little bit. Somehow mm-hmm. it bounces off of your heart, or your veins. Yeah, your heart. It goes all the way to your heart. It bounces off the veins or some shit, mm-hmm. and then there's another sensor that reads that and can tell what your heart rate is. Well, apparently that can be blocked by some tattoos, although what I read, it said, like, black tattoos weren't as bad.
This is the most racist thing I ever heard.
What's that?
How does it work with black people?
I looked that up.
This is a whites-only watch.
Apparently it works fine on black folk if they don't have tattoos. So I don't know what it is about the tattoo that's blocking it, but I tried it for a couple days to see if I could get it to work, like, kind of shuffling it around and just, like, no heart rate.
Do they have white ink for tattoos?
Probably, yeah. They have every color.
They do?
Yeah.
You should get a white tattoo. That's unique.
Well, on a white
man. If you're
man,
black or if you're white.
Either way.
Yeah.
If you're white, you just got to squint.
Well, I always think it's interesting. If you watch basketball, you know, guys have tattoos, and they're hard to see. Like a black man with a black ink tattoo is like, doesn't stand out as much. They should get colorful tattoos, my opinion. But I
totally agree. And what can we do about it?
Well, they can't get white ink in prison, so that's why... That's racist.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have to delete...
Boy.
What's that?
Prison, I don't know.
Prison to school pipeline, Brett. Haven't you heard about it?
Prison to school, prison to school. We should thank you for raising awareness about that puke, actually. It sounded racist, but it was... it's actually a clever way of raising awareness about a racial problem.
Exactly.
So
we should all
take opportunities
proud.
To do that, uh-huh. even if they sound racist.
Yeah.
Even if they sound like we're trying to be racist for a comedic effect.
Right. I would never do that.
We're being responsible in raising awareness.
We should take those prisoners and stop them from getting educated.
Exactly.
Through the prison to school pipeline.
Yeah. Yeah.
From prison to school.
Racing. Yeah, and then back to prison.
It's a problem.
That's the cycle of black life.
So
isn't
if
it?
We avoid the school part, we'll never get back to prison.
Exactly. I think that's how we solve it. We'll just segregate.
Hashtag break the pipeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break the pipeline. Get rid
of. Hashtag clog the pipe.
Don't allow the black kids in school, and then they won't then go to prison.
Clog the pipe by dumping more in? Overloaded?
I thought about that. People would think that we were saying, let's put more blacks in the school to prison pipeline / prison to school pipeline.
Plug,
we don't want to do that.
Plug the pipe. When I think
hashtag clog the black school to prison pipeline with Chinamen. It's their turn.
Right.
It's their turn to pay.
Exactly.
Hashtag it's their turn to pay.
Right. I've seen the movies. There are Chinamen, Chinese gangsters. Aren't
they're
there?
They're the worst.
So,
they're the most vicious. Oh, and they're always like,
they don't get caught.
What you gonna do? You know, they always say that. What you gonna do? Are you ready to die?
Do they always say that?
Mr. Cartwright?
You ready for a Coke? Here, have this Coke.
Have some Krabby Goo.
Oh, you look thirsty. Drink this Coke.
What the hell kind of movies do you watch?
Are they poisoning you?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. There's people in the audience who got that. Me
no.
Chinese, me make joke.
What?
I don't.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
See, this is the, I guess this is, there's an age difference here.
There might
me
be.
Me Chinese, me make joke.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I've heard the me Chinese part, and then something else follows it. Not me make joke.
Go pee pee in your Coke. So this Chinese gangster is trying to get people to drink pee by offering them a Coke. It's always the way with gangsters, right? Like, the offer, the generosity, there's always, like, strings attached.
Oh, sure, sure.
Turn out to be chains.
Yeah. Protection chains.
I'll buy it.
So, that little nursery rhyme is not anything I recollect. Nothing about a Coke. But whatever mine was, whatever I have in my head, pee-pee is certainly included in it.
Okay.
It's always me Chinese, something, something, and then the Chinaman just wants to go pee-pee.
Why
are the Chinamen obsessed with peeing?
I don't know. Is this a rhyme or a kid's, like,
yeah, it's
offensive,
like, yeah,
joke?
No, I learned it in elementary school. Kind of like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up. Maybe we should have let that one die. You know?
We should let it die. We should let the Chinese die. Is that hashtag let the Chinese die?
No, I think it's break the pipeline, right? That's what I feel like we accomplished something today.
Yeah.
I feel like we got a little sidetracked, but I think we're really moving in the right direction here.
I feel like we've accomplished as much as anybody that marched yesterday.
Shrink
420.
Shrink the pipe number.
CelebrityDickNumber.com.
SchoolToPrisonPipelineNumber.com.
Brad, how do you feel about the kids getting their free 420 marches on yesterday under the guise of gun control?
There is one thing about it that really stood out for me. George Takei posted a video where he said,
"Oh, I'm sorry, he's
Japanese."
Yeah,
Japanese.
19 years after Columbine, we are still grappling with senseless gun violence in our schools. I stand with all those participating in today's national school walkout to honor those who were lost and to fight for gun safety and gun sense now. Hashtag gun sense now. And there is a video with 52,000 views called On Columbine. And it is a fucking interpretive dance and song about the Columbine shooting. And it's like, the left, after years of turning like rape and racism into punchlines, now they're going to do it with school shootings. It is the most absurd video I've ever seen.
Right.
That's quite a claim in this day and age. It is absurd video.
So it's literally a video where somebody interpretive dances for gun safety or some shit?
Yeah, interpretive dancing for gun safety. That's where, and it's, is it gun safety? No.
Well, no.
At the end of the video, it tells you what it's really about. It's always the same three steps, right? Like, David Hogue posted this video yesterday, and it's like, hey, everybody, make sure you walk out of school at 10 and then do a moment of silence for Columbine. And then there's going to be things set up where you can register to vote. So register to vote. Right?
Most punchable face on the internet.
Didn't the left used to be the offensive ones?
What? What do you mean by the offensive ones?
Like, think about like comedians back in the day. The conservatives were always the uptight ones getting offended about everything. And the left were like George Carlin.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
He was never a right.
No? Okay.
No, he was like the voice of the left. And like Louis Black was offensive.
Right.
For example.
Right. Okay, I get what you're saying, because like conservatives were offended by like sex jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah, and racial things.
Okay.
And black people.
Yeah. I think politicians just want to stir up the pot and get people offended and angry, and then that keeps people in power. Because they just keep, if you're a politician, you have to have some issue to stump. About, we're like, if you vote for me, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to do stuff. And then they don't do anything. And then they have a reason 4 years later to be like, I tried. Vote for me
again.
They
can always blame the other side. They can blame the other side for not doing anything after they come to power.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Lenin.
Oh.
Vladimir Lenin, not John.
Oh.
Who said, you know, come to power first, right? Do whatever you need to do to come to power. And then once you harness the power, you can make the change.
Yeah.
These people just want power is what I'm saying. This is some pretty novel shit. I'm just kidding. It's old and worn out and trite, and I'll shut up. Back to you. What happened with you guys this week?
A lot's happened with me, that's for sure.
Back to fitness talk.
Oh.
No.
I do want to do some fitness talk, though.
Okay, well, we'll get a little more into it.
Well, the chat's very angry about us having 30 seconds of fitness.
No, that was me that was talking about it in the chat. I said, oh, my fucking God, more fitness talk again?
Oh. I just assumed
if you're upset about fitness talk,
I brought it up.
You change your attitude.
I'm saying that, Jen.
Yeah, fatty, get on a fucking bicycle if you're offended by fitness talk. I assumed that Nick was in the chat under the Puke in the Gang login. Because that's definitely OMFG, more fitness talk is.
I know.
That's Nick would say.
I was playing the role of the chat.
Ah.
Anyway.
I see.
So, yeah. Okay. Last weekend after the show, I had to quickly jet off and go to a Slackers concert. I've seen the Slackers
the
many.
The literal jet off was later.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, good one.
That's why I thought you were talking. I had to jet off because he went to Arizona.
Yeah, I had to go to a Slackers show, which I wanted to go to, but then I realized I had to fly out to Phoenix the next morning and catch a 7 a.m. flight. Uh-huh. So going to a concert late doesn't really jive with that plan. But I ended up deciding to go anyway. I said, fuck it, I'll sleep on a plane. So
yeah, that's everybody's like, oh, I've got to get plenty of sleep so I can sit on this fucking tube for 4 hours. The internet is tubes!
What's the plane number of a 717?
There are no 717s.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why there's no number.
Are you sure?
I'm quite certain.
How is there not a 717 when there's a 7 everything 7?
I don't believe they ever had a 717. They had a 737. There's a 707. There's a 727.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go look it up. Let's see if there's a 717.
So anyway, I go to the Slacker show, and I was kind of reluctant about going. And I've been having an issue lately with all the GTD and all the anxiety.
God damn it.
What?
The Boeing 717 is a twin-engine single-aisle jetliner developed...
anyway, I don't care.
What year?
I don't care.
Produced from 98 to 06.
Okay. So, I've been having a hard time being kind of in the moment and enjoying life when I'm constantly thinking about all the shit I want to get done and trying to get back to productivity and, you know, worrying about where I'm going to eat next and what I'm going to eat and going to the gym and maintaining the schedule and getting work done and all this
stuff. Why am I a child?
And I've had a hard time being a child because I'm too busy being an adult. But it sucks because it makes me unfun. Like, I feel like I am the last person that can have any fun. It sucks. It's a shitty feeling. So I go to this Slacker show, and I didn't have time to eat after the show last week before the Slackers concert. So we get there, and we meet Longface at a bar before the show.
Oh.
And I go, I'll just get food here.
And all I can think about is sausage.
Nothing there I could eat. Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
There was no edible food items whatsoever?
So they're about to get another drink, and I said, no, don't get another drink. Let's go somewhere else. So we walk out of the bar. Where do we go? Longface goes, I saw some food trucks down the street. And I go,
you can get a taco or a sandwich?
Maybe. So we go down the street. Food truck's super busy.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting in line. I get up to the window, and I go, where's your menu?
Okay.
And he points to this chalkboard on the side of the food truck.
Yeah.
And I go, I look at it, and I look back at him. I'm like, are you fucking with me? And he's like, no, it's right there. And I go, there's nothing on it. Like, someone leaned against it and wiped it all off or something. I don't know.
Really?
And he's like, that means we're out. And I go, you fucker.
Waited in a line?
Yeah.
Wait, what was everybody waiting in line for? What
beer.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even... I mean, there are times where you just got to tip a motherfucker's food truck over.
I should have.
What are you, the Hulk? Can't tip a goddamn giant.
They were drunk. I could have got people on board.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you could so easily start a riot at a place.
You should. Did you turn around and scream, this guy has beer only?
I should have just shouted, they're out of beer.
Oh,
that would have got people jazzed up and angry.
Get you a shot.
What was so this was the Slackers con. Could you have done like kind of a race angle?
This was the town the Slackers concert was in. It wasn't anything to do with the concert.
Oh, okay. So what was the town again? Sorry?
Millvale.
So saying this man is a racist probably wouldn't have worked.
Maybe.
This man is a racist. Well, he won't give me Jew beer.
There's probably 20% not white.
Yeah. I do still think it is progress. If no, I'm not going to say that. I don't like all violence.
There is, no
wrong.
Racial bigotry here.
No, he's
property
dead.
Destruction is wrong. And no, I think you should have tried to said, well, look, sir, you must have some cheese. Like, right. Like you should have tried to negotiate.
What about a head of lettuce?
Resorting to violence.
What am
right?
I, five-hole?
Sir, I'll give you $10 for what kind of food truck was it? What do they usually have?
I have no idea. The menu was wiped off. I have no clue.
No clue. There was right, no like Hispanic name on it, or Chinese, or Taiwanese sounding.
No, I don't remember. I was just frustrated and angry, and I was pissed because I'm like, I'm just making everyone's time worse. I'm angry and grumpy, and I'm worried about my trip. I'm going to be gone for a week. This sucks. I'm not prepared to be gone for a week. I haven't done well traveling and being away from home for very long periods of time.
Uh huh.
And now I have to go and try and enjoy a concert. Ugh. Not a good place to be.
You're miserable.
Yeah, I'm a miserable fuck. So I just relent and we walk over to the concert and we walk in, walk upstairs, and there's a little counter with food.
Food.
And I go, oh.
I can't eat any of this.
I walk up to the counter and I go, I can't really eat any of this. But I order a quesadilla.
And then, right.
While we're waiting for the quesadilla, we walk into where the concert's going to take place, and it's a small venue. It only holds a couple hundred people, and it's got a bar in it. And we're waiting to get set up, and people are still mostly not in this space yet. And we're standing around waiting in line for our drinks. We get our drinks, and I order a drink too. And then across the way, I see a guy. And this guy looks a little familiar to me. And I go, oh, he looks like that one guy. And I don't want to say who he is.
Okay.
Because we might have him on the show at some point.
Oh.
But wow. I saw this guy who is well known to me.
Look forward to guy.
Yep.
Coming on the show, maybe.
And I go, oh, look at that. I think that's the guy from something something.
Uh-huh.
And Mark and Tony are like, is it?
Mark and Tony is Long Face.
Long Face and our friend Mark.
Yeah.
So then the guy turns around, and I see his shirt, and I go, he's wearing the shirt of the thing
that he does that you like.
Knows, or that he is. Don't do this. Don't do this.
It was Jeremy Clarkson.
Right, yeah. So anyway, I see this guy, and I go, why would he wear that shirt? That would be like me going out wearing a Puke in the Gang bandana.
Cool. Do you guys have Puke in the Gang bandanas?
No, we do not.
But you don't wear.
Maybe we should.
You don't wear the article of clothing that's representing band or your show.
Yeah, I think that it's fine.
It's like Mike Love from the Beach Boys, always wearing the Beach Boys hat.
Yeah, I think that those Orange County Chopper guys started this. Like they were constantly hawking shit.
I don't
always
think they started it.
Eh.
I'm pretty sure it was done by
maybe.
Mike Love, for example, way before Orange County Choppers.
Okay. That's an example I can think of because they like every fucking thing they ever wore on their show was for their show. It was like their own branded stuff.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of celebrities or pseudo celebrities nowadays, like you, it's part of marketing. Like you wear your own shit.
Do you think Sammy Hagar goes to concerts that he's playing in wearing a Van Halen shirt?
I don't know. Does he?
No.
It's not a standard I would use.
Tiger Woods.
Do you think Sammy Hagar is hip?
I kind of do. I kind of like Sammy Hagar.
No. Tiger Woods golfs in a hat with his own brand logo on it.
When a man gets old and he goes, yeah, man, I'm moving to Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah, and then right? he creates
like
a wonderful.
Your dad would do.
It is what my dad did, but not
is
as
he cool?
Not as glamorous. He's kind of cool. Like kind of in a quasi-mafia boss without any real power kind of way. His only power is that he controls a small army of big Nicaraguans.
Wow. I thought you were going somewhere else there, but thankfully you ended it with Araguans.
So, anyway, I see this guy, and Tony and Mark immediately run over to him. And I go, well,
oh, no, now
can't go talk to him now.
No, now you can't be the third annoying guy.
No, exactly. And this is a problem I have. Brett, have you ever seen anyone famous before?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and what did you do?
You know, I said, hey, aren't you so-and-so from the such-and-such? I fucking love that shit, man. Then I high-five them.
Okay, and that's it?
All right, so let's think of some famous people that I met very accidentally.
This is what Brett does in the mirror every morning.
You met Trump?
Ooh.
1999, what? He was...
Oh, so way before president.
Yeah, he was at a movie premiere that I was at, and he was talking with Don King.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Everybody in the room was ignoring both of them, and they were like facing away from them, and they were just standing in the middle of a room, the two guys with the most ridiculous hair talking
to
each other.
Yeah, the black and white of crazy hair.
Yeah. And then one of my friends went up to him, and he's like, Mr. Trump, I just want to say I like you, or something like that. We were in college. So
you should run for president.
And that was back when it was okay for a young college man to admire a wealthy man.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And then Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, walked into a convenience store I was working at when I was also in college.
Oh, there you go.
Man, I was really rubbing elbows.
Did he rob
with
the
New York elite when I was in college? And he bought rolling papers.
Oh,
but did you have?
He did not want to be recognized, and he really thought that in a little Vermont town he wouldn't be recognized. It was right after the first season of The Sopranos, so he wasn't super excited that we knew who he was.
Okay,
but he also wasn't wearing a T-shirt that said The Sopranos,
right?
Starring me, James Gandolfini, right.
With an arrow pointing to his face.
Yeah, with the whole cast, and then a red circle around him. So, I'm this one. Right. On the show, I'm this one.
The Sopranos, Tony.
Yeah, right.
So, but okay, so you've done like the bump into, but have you ever really interacted with anybody?
I talked to Tom Woods on the phone yesterday. How about that?
No one knows who that is.
Everybody knows who that is. He's one of the most famous men.
No one on the show has any idea.
He ghost wrote Ron Paul's books.
I don't know what most of those words even mean. So,
Ron Paul's dead?
I talked to Michael Malice on Monday.
Okay.
Who?
I think I've
heard. I'm just surrounded. Michael Malice, star of Fox News shows like Kennedy and Red Eye. Wait a minute. I think I'm famous. Like, how many associations do I have to? Like, if a famous person calls me, I must be famous.
I don't feel like you're famous.
That's not true. But if a famous person calls me and says, hey, do you want to come on this thing because I respect your level of fame, then I'm famous.
Okay. All right. If you're famous.
So, yeah, Brett's
famous.
Let
me interview you guys. What's it like knowing me?
If you're famous.
Oh, it's amazing.
Call Al Pacino right now.
Fuck yeah. Okay. I have connections to Al Pacino.
No, you do not.
Of course I do. My grandfather produced a play with him in the early 1970s, and he knows my uncles, and he knows my aunt.
Andrew looks so pissed right now.
This is such bullshit.
Let me see if I can send you the picture of me in my studio, and you can see the Al Pacino poster with my grand. You might not be able to see my grandfather's name.
Wait, is this the one I had in my house that was for the staging of The Selling?
Oh, yep. That
was Scarface.
That wasn't Scarface. I would never hang a Scarface fucking poster in a goddamn house.
You're like, yo, buy my house. I got this Scarface poster, and over here's where the magic happens on this zebra skin rug.
Hispanic or Italian?
I was trying not to be too racist.
Okay.
Pacino?
No, I was asking if Puke was being a Hispanic or an Italian.
Have you guys never seen Cribs on MTV?
Yes, you should have been a black or Hispanic.
Every rapper has Scarface.
Yes. What I'm saying is the stereotype is Scarface poster on the wall, black or Hispanic person.
There is no racial bigotry.
Owning the house.
Uh-huh.
You were doing an Italian accent, which didn't jive with the stereotype, and I was confused.
I see.
Okay.
I can't do a black accent.
So.
Black scent?
Yeah, I know. Where was I?
Oh, Al Pacino.
All right. Well, maybe I don't know. What I'm getting at is I think
a lot of my little friend. I, can't
I think I have a problem with famous people. Like
you have a problem with? Yeah.
I want to. No. I want to. Like
he saw Al Michaels once and he kicked him in the balls.
I don't want to acknowledge their existence because I'm afraid to be that guy.
Right. You're like, who's the fucking comedian we saw once in New Hampshire?
Exactly. Doug Stanhope.
Doug Stanhope came to New Hampshire.
I sat on a ottoman with Doug Stanhope drinking a drink, and I was much more excited to talk to his opener and his brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, Stanhope was just kind of sharing a lighter with me.
Right.
And I he was talking to nobody. I could have been talking to him the whole time, but I didn't because I didn't want to be weird.
Yeah, you
didn't. So I was super weird by not talking to him.
Junior Stopka?
Yep.
Was the comedian that
was
his opener.
From Red Bar Radio.
Yeah. He's on Red
Bar.
That
guy is crazy.
Oh, yes. He was.
Yeah, he was great.
He talks like this.
Yeah.
And in when we were after the show hanging out with him, like, he was just, he awkwardly sat in the corner and we awkwardly barely chatted with him, and then it was very confusing.
Then he did karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Then he was, when you could tell he was much more comfortable.
In the name of law, before you break my arm, I'm doing this fucking stop.
He was much more comfortable, like, when he was kind of putting on a show for people. Yeah.
Take it over.
He wasn't good at conversation.
Yeah. Which makes sense for a comedian.
He's probably a really awkward guy.
Oh, for sure.
So,
we have a glass somewhere in this studio signed by him.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to get Stanhope's signature.
Well, no, I think we tried.
Oh, we did?
Or something.
Oh.
But he had left by then or something. Or the same thing. Like, we weren't like the obnoxious fans where we ran up to him. And, like, I remember it happening where he's like, so what do you guys do? And, like, immediately I think you or I handed him one of our show business cards. And we're like, we do a show or something. And, like, you could tell on his face. He's like, God damn it. These fucking guys, like, we should have just started out having a normal conversation. When people ask you what you do, you're just like, oh, well, I'm Machine Optics. And Andrew would have been like, I'm a bread man.
Yeah.
And then he could have had the face where he's like, fuck these guys. Let's talk to some hot chicks.
So, see this guy at the Slacker show. Tony and Mark go over, talk to him. And I go, well, I guess I'm not getting my chance to talk to him. And I would love to talk to this guy. Like, he's not such a high stature celebrity that he's unapproachable by any means.
No, I don't think anybody would really, I mean, how famous?
I don't know.
I don't know how you quantify it.
In my world, quite famous. So,
in everyone else's world?
Not really.
I.e. the Earth? No.
Yeah.
Not.
So anyway, I go and I get my food and I'm eating it alone, kind of angry.
Internet famous, we'll say.
And then I finish my food. It took forever to come out. And I'm just like, shit, how late is this thing going to go? I don't want to be here. This sucks. So I go back in, and there's Tony and Mark still talking to this guy. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't even walk up and talk to them. Like, cause
right, because now you can't talk to your own friends.
I don't want to even approach them. So then I go, should I get another drink? No, I got to get up so fucking early. I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning and leave for the airport.
Holy moly.
So yeah. I go, I'm not getting another drink. Finally, I give in and get another drink. Best idea ever.
Oh, yes.
I get that second drink. I start loosening up.
Yeah.
A band starts playing. I'm ignoring them and just talking to people. And anyway, fast forward. The second band acknowledges this famous guy very loudly over the microphone.
Oh.
And I walk up to the front. We find a spot right in front of the stage. Great spot. And we're like, okay, we'll just hang out here until the Slackers play.
Who's the front band?
There was two opening bands.
Okay.
I don't know who they are.
Oh, I see.
Anyway. So we're waiting for the Slackers to start. Second band's pretty good. I'm enjoying them. I'm drinking. And then the famous guy walks up, joins our little group.
Oh.
And I start talking to him, not about his thing or anything. I don't even acknowledge it or bring it up. I just start talking to him like he's another concert goer. And then casually, I drop the hint that I'm a big fan.
Uh-huh.
How casually? Let's talk about the casualness of this
drop.
Yeah,
how casual?
Like, so after maybe 4 minutes of talking, I go,
I want to suck your dick.
By the way, I've been, I've known you for years, like, from your thing. I'm trying not to reveal any details about who this man is.
Okay. I see. I was hoping that you didn't. Oh, by the way, I know who you are.
I know about your thing.
Yeah.
Your weird thing.
That would have. Yeah.
So, he's like, and he was really nice. I was like, oh, thanks, man. And, then he's like, I've never seen the Slackers before. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I knew he liked the Slackers from his thing.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I've seen like a dozen times. This is great. Da, 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 da. And we just start talking. And then he joins our group for the whole night. We hang out with him the whole night.
Nice, special.
Dancing with them and all kinds of stuff.
Doing the skanking.
Yep. And I get nice and drunk. And at the end of the night, I said goodbye to him. And he was super sweaty and gross. And I left. I think he probably would have followed us out and hung out with us longer, but I wanted to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So at some point, though, you asked him if he was available to do the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you do that?
Because I don't remember. I was drunk.
Oh, okay. So problem solved. I know that you texted me at one point. You're like, good thing you know a salesman. Do you remember that?
No.
Let me get my phone.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I asked him if he'd like to do the show next time he's in Pittsburgh. He said, yeah. He told me when he'd be in Pittsburgh. And we exchanged information. And, yeah, so super nice guy. And hopefully we have him on. I think he'd be a good fit.
Oh, yeah, because I...
Sorry, that was a very long story.
Yeah, it wasn't... Well, it'd be very interesting if we can get him on. That'd be cool, because I wanted to contact him when he first started doing his thing.
Me too.
And we found him on...
Don't spoil it, Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute, me too. No, I don't know, because I don't know if we had this conversation or not, but it was one of those things where...
I can have my own thoughts.
Can you?
Yeah.
I don't know. But Andrew has this rule where we can't do Skype...
Unless they're particularly good at Skype. Like, Nick is very good at Skype. Brett's done enough Skype that he's good at it. But most people are awful.
I'm not doing the best. I'm really just, like, bookmarking all the porn I'm going to use this week.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you got so far?
I don't know. I'm getting into animation.
Ew. Really?
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah.
A dog? I mean, I wouldn't like to watch a woman have sex with a dog in real life, but if they're cartoons, it's kind of like funny. It's kind of like it's kind of like combining, because I'm trying to be real efficient with my time, and I know I need some comedy and I need some jacking.
Mm-hmm.
So I can combine them with this video right here, Lady Fox Dog.
And chat, or listeners, just so you know, I can see him looking across his screen at different things as he figures out what to say here.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You shared a screenshot of his phone number on your phone and said, good thing you know a salesman.
Oh, okay.
I was like, geez, okay.
Well, there you go.
Don't get too full of yourself.
I was very casual about it, I think so.
Yeah, because back in the day...
Because I'm so afraid of not being casual.
Right. Years ago, I we enjoy the product this person puts out, and I felt like, oh, he's not famous enough. Maybe he would actually want to come on the show, but we didn't know how to get him on the show because the fuck.
And now it's years later, and he's super famous.
Yeah, and we could have interviewed him.
Anyway, Brett, you reach out to famous people all the time.
How do you do it?
Fairly famous, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I would say Malice is probably the most famous person I've had on the show.
Okay, and how do you get someone like him on the show? Because these people probably don't even know what you are.
Slow that down.
How did David Allen know what School Sucks was?
Well, we had to tell him.
Okay.
And then he goes, okay, yeah, that looks good. I'll do that.
I mean, you find
David Angelo is kind of famous. Oh, all right. So let's stick with Malice.
D'Angelo, the R&B singer?
No,
Beverly D'Angelo, the wife from Vacation.
David Angelo is a stand-up comedian, and he's on Comedy Central and... few other things. And he did the show E-Economics that all the libertarians loved a couple years ago.
Oh.
I don't know anything.
No, you don't.
It's okay.
No.
So Malice, my producer, Mike, managed to make a connection with Malice, and he shared his website. And when Malice saw it, he said, this is really important. I want him to come to New York and be on my show.
Ooh, is Mike famous? Because I think I met him.
You did meet him. He is not
met a famous guy.
What?
Nothing. Good. Okay.
Idiot.
So that's all it takes is you got to reach out. Because I don't think we've ever.
No. I mean, you got to reach out with something. You got to have something.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to Mike Carano. He's super famous.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not really. But he knows a lot of super famous people.
Oh, God, fuck, it's cold.
That guy.
Yep.
Yeah. So the way Andrew did it is he got super drunk at a concert and was like, hey, you.
No, I don't mumble when I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah, not too much.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it makes sense. So, Brett, probably you draft a well-written email or something to that effect.
No, this guy, Mike, just reached out to him on Twitter, and they made a connection. Then he reached back out to him and said, will you come on School Sucks this time? And he said, yeah.
All right. So, Mike, this message is for you. Whatever Brett is offering you to do the work that you're doing for Brett's show... just take 20% of that and put it towards our show.
Of the effort?
Yeah. Yeah. of the effort? And
no, I don't really want him distributing his effort. I mean, I'm rooting for you guys, but right. I'm not going to help you.
It sounds like you're rooting against us.
No. I want you to do well.
I'm not even asking you to dedicate your time. I'm just asking you to let Mike dedicate some of his.
Yeah. I guess that is for him to decide.
Exactly.
Right.
So, Mike, it's your choice.
Andrew won't put any of the work in to get other people on the show, but he'll just he'll siphon off of Brett's employees.
Why don't you see if, I mean, you guys should have come to that party with me. You could have made a lot of good connections there.
No, parties are
I couldn't. I had a two-year-old had a birthday.
Oh, is that one?
You know, but you could have left early, right? Like, what time does a two-year-old
we should have left real early. That was a lot of children screaming.
Well, that two-year-old was like part of my family.
I know.
Anyway. So, yeah, and I get home.
Oh, yeah. And back to Andrew's life.
Get to bed real late. Get up at 4:30 in the morning. Pack all my shit, because, of course, I procrastinated on that. And
smart.
You hadn't packed.
No.
Oh, boy.
I know. And I had so many things that I wanted to get done, and this is why I was full of anxiety at the concert, because my get-done list was not accomplished. Tax day was on Saturday last week or Sunday.
Oh.
I didn't get my shit done. That was stressing me the fuck out for a couple weeks solid.
Yeah.
And,
That sounds bad.
Then I caught my plane, and I'm like, well, there is nothing I can do to work towards any of my goals or tasks or anything. And I thought, can I get this done in the hotel? Can I get this done in between all my obligations?
Yeah.
And eventually I just threw in the towel and gave in and said, nope, I'm just going to have to put everything on hold while I'm here.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Did it?
Yeah.
I think it's okay to not fucking lose your mind over shit that you can't control and like just enjoy. Try to enjoy life a little bit at times.
Oh, and know a lot of great advice.
Yeah, you can get back to being strict with your diet and your schedule and stuff when you get back. Because otherwise, all you're doing is just making yourself feel like shit instead of, you know, trying to look on the bright side of life, which is what most of us do anyway. Is make ourselves feel like shit.
I get to Phoenix.
And you clearly did, because when you got to Phoenix, what did you rent?
Well, everyone talks about Airbnb and how much better it is than a hotel. And I'm just like, yeah, but I got to get an app.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's impossible.
Right. that's the end of my thinking. I got to get an app and then
move you're like,
on.
Fuck that.
But this exists for cars through a website called Turo, T-U-R-O, where you can rent people's cars. And what that means
is it's people's car.
Generally more interesting or exciting car. You can get the plain old Altimas and Accords and all that, too, on there. But you can also get unique things like Lamborghinis or Teslas or just generally sporty cars or old cars, which you can't rent anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Phoenix, that's a car city, like the Southwest. That's
is where, it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, car culture is huge. The roads are great. Cars don't
there's
get
no
eaten
weather.
Away. Yeah. So I look on this Turo website, and there's a whole bunch of options, and I go, okay, well, my boss is paying for it. I can't justify a very expensive one.
Yeah, is this service more expensive? You're renting, like, you're not renting from Enterprise. This is, like, private people's vehicles.
Well, yes, but is it more expensive in relation to what? So if we
to
compare,
Enterprise or something.
Enterprise doesn't have exciting cars.
Right.
So I can't say, yeah, this $100,000 car from Turo is more expensive than a $16,000 Nissan Versa from Enterprise. That's not a fair comparison.
Makes sense. But you said you could get like
right.
Altimas.
If you compare Altima to Altima from Enterprise to Turo, it's probably about the same.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So the downside is Turo doesn't have big lots at the airport.
Yeah, or shuttle buses.
Right.
Okay.
So I go online and I see a bunch of different options and I'm deciding, I'm like, ooh, I can get an 86 944 Porsche. That's exciting. Never really drove one of those.
Okay.
Very much.
Oh, I've never drawn that very much.
Right. I want something that I don't have experience with. This is an opportunity to experience something new.
Correct.
I'm not going to go and rent a BRZ. I know what a BRZ is like.
Right.
Right? I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just not paying any money to do it.
Yeah. You have the opportunity to rent something unique.
Yep.
Like when I was in L.A., I didn't mean to, but I got a BMW convertible. And I was like, wow, this is fucking cool. This is different.
Exactly.
When am I ever going to drive this thing again?
So,
yeah, it was fun. It was a nice kind of experience.
I saw some BMW Z4s, and I went, nope, driven these, not thrilled about them. Then I saw Porsche Boxsters. I'm like, that would be a pretty nice car for a few days, but I've driven them.
Okay.
So one thing that was on there that stood out to me, there was one new Miata. And I go, I haven't driven the new Miata yet.
The ND platform Miata? Yeah. Okay.
So I decided to rent that. And I rent it from a man named David. And David looked like a young guy, very professional guy on his little profile photo. Highly reviewed.
Yeah.
He has 15 cars in his profile that he rents on Turo.
A lot of
he's
cars.
He's got Mini Coopers. He's got Porsches. He's got BMWs. He's got the Miata. He's got more Porsches, some Volkswagens, all kinds of neat stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, I like this guy. And he encourages spirited driving, especially with the Miata, because it's a super fun car. And I go, great.
Right. Now, that's something you're not going to hear from Enterprise,
right,
is that have fun with this car. They probably have GPS shit they're logging, and if you speed, they attack you.
So before I go, I look up interesting drives around Phoenix, because Phoenix is a big sprawling city, and I don't want to just drive on like
just random
a grid
roads
of roads, be like, okay, yeah, I could be in anything right now. And a Miata is particularly boring because it's pretty gutless for flat, straight roads.
Right. Yeah, you need windy roads for a little car, a little roadster like the Miata.
So I find some, and I plot a four-hour round-trip drive. And then I look closer, and I'm more like a six-hour round-trip drive.
Oh.
And I go, the only time I'm going to have to do this is Sunday after I land. However, I have a coworker traveling with me. And I figured he would not want to be in the car for 6 hours. And he said, yeah, I'm up for it.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, sucks to be him, I guess.
Yeah, I wasn't really thrilled about it. Like, he's a nice guy and everything.
Why wouldn't he just go to the hotel or something?
Right. I don't know.
Okay.
Because he wanted to see sights and stuff, too. But anyway,
yeah.
I get this Miata.
How pissed was he at the end of the drive?
No, he was fine.
Okay.
This David guy, he picks us up from the airport.
What?
Drives us to his house.
Okay.
Where we get the Miata. That was convenient.
Yes.
Curbside pickup. No charge. Get the Miata, and we head straight for the desert. Problem was, we couldn't fit all of our bags in the trunk.
Yeah, it's kind of a tiny car.
I only brought a backpack.
Okay.
That's all I had. But John had a suitcase and a backpack. Anyway.
Fucking John.
We jam it in there, and we hit this desert road, and it is the windiest, smoothest road through these canyons and deserts, and it was great, except there were a lot of people, including Harleys, out there enjoying the road, too.
Oh, no.
Because it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
On a 94-degree day in Phoenix.
94?
94.
That's hot.
Yeah, but it was fine. Like, I wasn't super sweaty because it's a dry heat. Right? That's what everyone says. Yeah. So,
yeah, let me see your arms about that dry heat.
We continue on, and then the road turns to dirt. And we have 40 miles of the windiest, steepest dirt road where I was, like, rock crawling at one point, and I'm just like, oh, God, if David ever finds out I took the car here.
Did you not research this road? You just picked a random road or something? Or?
Yeah, people are like, yeah, I did it in my Prius. And I'm like, okay, they navigated in the... Well, it's fine. I knew I could manage it. I'm not worried about me not navigating it. I'm just worried about enjoying it or not. And it was too rough to enjoy.
Okay.
That makes
no sense why somebody would say this is a fun drive.
Because sightseeing. That's what people say when things are fun. Sightseeing.
Okay.
Anyway.
What sights did you see?
It was beautiful. We saw rivers and lakes and desert and cactus.
Like beautiful southwestern scenery like you'd see in a movie or something.
Exactly.
Shit.
It was very picturesque. Kind of like Zion National Park.
Ooh. In Utah.
And we got some photos. I'm waiting for John to get me those. But anyway.
John has your photos?
Yeah.
Fucking John.
Yeah. So we make it to the end finally, and I'm relieved to be off the 40 miles of road of dirt road. It was like watching Top Gear, the Grand Tour, when they're going on these like desert roads and it's just nonstop bumps.
Oh, yeah. And they're miserable.
I felt so bad for the Miata.
You're like, here's your new car back. It's junk.
Yeah.
Good luck with these bushings.
And it was covered in dust inside and out because it's convertible.
God, what a dick.
Yeah.
How much of an upcharge is that for cleaning?
I washed it.
The inside, too, with a hose?
No, paper towel and water. So, anyway, the car was great.
Why would you put the top up on a dirt road?
Because I was enjoying the convertible. You don't rent a convertible and put the top up.
You do on a dirt road because it's dusty. I feel like you would put it up and turn on the AC.
No.
Okay.
So, anyway, no sleep. Fly to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on the plane, by the way, because I didn't apparently pay enough to get overhead storage.
What?
So all I had was,
what fucking horrible airline did you fly on?
American. I had was under the seat storage, except for my bag was jam-packed full and would not fit under the seat, so it was on my lap the entire time. Couldn't sleep.
Surprised they allowed that. Why couldn't
Phoenix,
you sleep? Just because you got a bag.
Uncomfortable.
Oh.
Get to Phoenix, get the car, drive for 5 hours round trip.
Yeah.
Burn the fuck out of myself in weird places from driving a convertible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have your arm looks really dumb right
amazing
now.
Lines up my forearm. Like, farmer's tans are usually up on your, like, bicep or shoulder.
Right.
Mine is at the top of my forearm.
That's, yeah, that's it's not a good look.
No. both arms. And my face is peeling. So.
Oh, that's always fun.
Anyway, get back
how
to the hotel.
How do you justify you are super anxious about not having enough time to do all these things?
Because I rented this fucking car. I'm going to Phoenix, a place I've never been before. I want to see something. I want to enjoy driving out there. Because I've always been in the Northeast, and driving is not as good as it is in the Southwest.
Okay.
That's why.
So what you're saying is that you...
I made it a priority.
To enjoy the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So why couldn't you justify... Like, why couldn't you mentally realize that, oh, here's the rest of the things I'm doing, and I'll just put off? Like,
I'm broken.
True.
So... I get back to the hotel. It's a nice hotel. There's three...
Why am I a child?
There's three pools. It was very fancy, and
sent me a bunch of pictures, Andrew, and only one came through until I checked our text today. So I'm sorry. When you send a bunch of pictures to another to a friend, the friend should say, "Huh, cool." But I only saw the one picture from like a balcony of a hotel. So just the one picture. You could have sent it by accident, so I didn't say anything. But when I saw like you sent me a whole album, I'm sorry I didn't say, hey, Andrew. I'm glad you're having fun.
Well, I got the hint when after I sent the album, you said, cut it out, fuckface.
I did? Hold on, I'm checking.
So.
Cut it out, fuckface. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, back to the hotel, fell asleep early. And plus, Phoenix is 3 hours behind. I've been up since 4-something in the morning.
Oh, yeah, good point. You're many time zones off.
And the next day, I had a hard time going through my training.
I bet.
In a fucking room all day.
What is this?
What's that, Brett?
That is my burn mark on my arm.
So Brett is showing via Skype the picture that Andrew took of his arm being all...
That was me about to get in the shower.
Up. Yeah,
Andrew, you don't send a man pictures of yourself in a bathroom.
I was totally naked.
Well, yeah, and how do you know that
those are my boxers on the
counter?
Now,
what if I zoom in and I can see your butt?
Yeah,
in
could be
the reflection of like the light switch or something. Like the light switch looks like it has kind of a, I think I see a butt crack.
Yeah,
no, in the doorknob. Look how shiny and reflective that doorknob
look
is.
Look at the fixtures, Brett. The fixtures
faucet.
On the sink. They're very shiny. Don't zoom.
Oh my God. Look at all this stuff. You can see a dick and oh my God. And a butt.
I love
dick on one side and a butt on the other. Oh, a Miata. It just went. Well, I zoomed in too much, and it just went to the next picture.
That's quite the zoom. It went into another photo. Yeah, Andrew.
Yep.
Next time you take a
photo,
I
didn't think about that.
At least have pants on. Please.
I didn't take it for you.
What? What the fuck? You shared it with?
I don't know. Because it was a funny picture with a very defined line. Anyway, yeah. So the guy that we were out there to train with, he invited us to his house for dinner, and I'm like, this is weird. Usually at these things, we go out to dinner somewhere. So we go to this man's house for dinner, and a super fancy house. He hired a private chef. Have you guys ever had a private chef do anything?
At a restaurant.
It's not a private chef.
No. Does my mom count?
No.
Okay.
He interviewed 5 different chefs.
What?
Just to make dinner this one night for six
of
us.
How many people sick? Wow. Holy shit.
Yep. So... we go to this guy's house.
The chef just snuck in a bunch of McDonald's hamburgers. Like, here you go. This is very good. Very nice.
That was the Swedish chef from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Or the Muppets? Was it Sesame Street or
Muppets?
Muppets
was the Swedish.
You sure it wasn't Sesame Street?
Yes. Well, Sesame Street is filled with Muppets.
But I always thought it was the Swedish chef.
What? No. That's why he's going, Bjorken, Bjorken, Bjorken.
Because he's Swedish. I always listen to him and go, oh, he is sweet.
Except for he's trying to kill that spaghetti
clump
he's
always
moving around.
Beaker was... Anyway, Muppets, yeah.
This guy invites us into his beautiful house, like million-dollar place, and I think I can't refuse to not eat the food because of stupid diet restrictions.
So sweet.
Anyway, it was a wonderful meal, and I just said fuck it, and I ate everything.
Yes, as you should.
I ate everything.
Like, even other people's dishes? You're like, they're all mine.
No, but I had a bunch of firsts.
I haven't eaten carbs in 4 years. Give it to me.
I had fig.
Oh.
Yeah.
Newtons?
No, just fig. No Newtons.
Right? Okay.
I had, and then the dessert was this chocolate.
Wait, what was the fig on?
I don't know. It was part, it was an appetizer, and it was on a little cracker with cheese and fig. Luckily, the cracker and cheese masked the fig.
Yeah.
Then I had a salad, and in the salad, I'm like, oh, good, salad.
Okay.
I'm eating a salad.
Yeah.
And there are nuts in it, some kind of nut that I never had before. It was weird.
Well,
I don't need a nut in my salad.
You've probably never eaten nuts, so.
I've eaten nuts. Peanuts and
cashews.
Cashews.
Seen you eat cashews.
Yeah, cashews.
What
and
what
peanuts.
The nut look like?
Dark brown,
uh-huh.
Long and thin.
Okay, nigger toes.
No, not the big fat
oh,
ones.
Oh, that's what my grandma called them.
Jesus,
that's racist. Fucking grandmoms.
That's all you wanted to say.
Can you?
You weren't even curious what kind of nut it was.
People used to think my grandmother was racist.
Can you believe people actually called? I think they're Brazil nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call them.
Why do they think your grandmother was racist? Because she was nuts.
No, she would always it was just like a interesting kind of unfortunate circumstances.
Oh, my grandparents hated Japs too. What about yours? They had strong hatred for Japanese folk because of the war.
I really think my grandmother was actually very sweet. It was just like
Swedish?
We lived in a neighborhood, or she lived in a neighborhood where lots of bad stuff was going on, and she tried to warn people about it. But, like, the people would have these unfortunate names that when she talked about it, she would sound racist.
Terribly worried about these blacks.
Right. Was actually a family. Their last name was Black.
Charles
and Margaret Black. They were pedophiles.
I thought this story had something to do with nuts.
No. Oh. Story doesn't have anything to do with fuck. With shit. Sorry.
What?
I apologize.
I'm confused. So
I don't know.
Also hidden in the salad was something that I thought was just a slice of tomato. No.
Oh?
That's a lot of nuts!
Chopped up strawberries.
Oh, no!
In the salad.
Oh, no!
Luckily, I had begun drinking when I got there.
They what did you do?
Lots of delicious bourbon, so I dug in, and I got myself good and drunk.
Andrew took a bite and realized it was a strawberry and was like, what the fuck? And threw the salad across the room
at the chef.
Yeah, how dare you not tell me?
No, so I'm just trying hard not to make a face as I eat this blasphemy of
like
salad.
Like even a face showing your pleasure, you're just like, I will not move my
face. Yep,
like a robot.
So I just scarf down the salad, move on to the best steak I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
bacon wrapped filet mignon.
Okay, anything with bacon wrapped around it.
No, not anything.
What?
Just other meat.
Oh, right. Any meat with bacon wrapped around.
Yeah.
I take bacon. This is the best. And I wrap it with more bacon.
Bacon's
it's the best.
Best. Sausage
is better
than
bacon.
Have
you tried it wrapped with more bacon?
Yeah.
I have. Okay. Well.
This guy Mandrick used to make a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Let me move on to dessert. Chocolate, ultra chocolate, lava chocolate.
Yes, homo.
And, on top of the chocolate was white cream.
Uh-huh.
And on top of that was a red thing.
Yes, homo.
I don't know what the red thing was.
Was it a strawberry again?
No, it wasn't. It can double down on the strawberries. It was something I didn't understand.
Cherries?
I think it was a raspberry.
Okay.
Never had that before.
Congrats.
Not good.
Weird.
It was exactly as I expected.
Did it look like a single object, but it had a bunch of little teeny tiny spheres all over? That's a raspberry.
That's what I figured.
Congrats,
I know
you fucking lunatic.
Yeah, so I had that. Not happy about it. Luckily, again, drunk enough.
Again, screamed through plates.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then finished up, and I was the first one to say, well, time to go. And I was so hesitant to say that because it was such a nice night. I was having a nice time, but I was very sleepy.
Oh, right.
And drunk.
You were tired. Oh, you're like, well, better drive.
It's not my car.
I got 3 more hours of driving to do.
So, back to the hotel, back to the training facility in the morning for more of that. Then out to a super fancy restaurant.
Oh.
Where we're waiting to eat. And again, I start drinking. And he orders appetizers for everyone. So I have some shrimp cocktail. Never had cold shrimp before.
You've never had shrimp cocktail.
Why
you like shrimp, right?
I do. Why would you have shrimp cold?
Because it's delicious.
How is it more delicious than warm and buttery?
I don't know. I think I like shrimp. I think it's just because the shrimp is a medium for getting cocktail sauce into your face.
I don't want cocktail sauce.
I love cocktail sauce, so that's possibly.
Anyway, yeah, you put a little horseradish in it.
Oh, the horseradish.
Horse vagina.
No, that's a bad sauce.
So
try the horse vagina sauce.
I ate the shrimp cocktail,
shrimp,
and I go, this
okay.
is the worst shrimp I ever had.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
say that, but I think that.
Yeah.
Because it's not warm or buttery or anything good. Then we move on, and we sit down at the table, and we start talking, and I realize I am being a social butterfly. I am talking and talking and talking with the host and having a great time and his fiance, and I'm entertaining, and
okay.
they're having a
yeah.
good time talking back with me. And then the waitress comes around, and this dude orders appetizers for the whole table. And I go, okay, whatever.
He ordered appetizers for you?
Yep.
Oh.
So I didn't like that. But let him order whatever.
Like,
he's paying for it.
I wanted chicken fingers.
Let him do what he wants.
Yeah, good point.
So then she's asking who wants a drink, and they encourage me to get another drink. And I just go, I'll have whatever you're having. And he's having some kind of martini.
Oh.
So I get a martini after a couple of bourbons. And I start drinking this martini, and at one point, I think, oh, my God, just like this show, I've been talking for 90% of the time here.
Uh-oh.
I need to dial
you
it in.
Shut the fuck up, right?
Right. So then all that social pleasure and fun turns into pure, unadulterated anxiety. Like, and I just freak out, and I just go, I cannot drink anymore. I cannot drink anymore, but I just got a whole martini. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. So I just sit there, and I shut up, clam up all together, and slowly sip on my martini. Then the appetizers come.
Okay.
You know what the appetizers were?
I do not, obviously. Was it shrimp cocktail or something strawberry related?
Fried calamari.
Oh, so
yes.
good.
No,
delicious.
Not yes. What is wrong with
what
you?
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What? You think something's wrong with everybody except you?
Yes. Like, how is fried calamari better than fried anything else?
It's like fried gum bands, and they're delicious.
Yeah, it's like fried gum bands. When fried chicken exists, fried mozzarella exists, fried everything else exists, why
because
do we have to put
calamari? Sophisticated food, Andrew. How do you get a squid, a disgusting squid from the ocean that's going, like, just like, going like this?
Yeah.
In the
Brett's
ocean,
now making the squid arms,
ocean, yeah. and turn it into delicious fried rings. It's a fucking art form.
Hey, Brett, guess what I ate on the last show?
Jeez, I'm bad at this because there's so many choices.
Well, really, there's only a few thousand.
Well, it's related to what you were just talking about.
Squid. Calamari. Squid out of a can that's
can.
Insane.
Yep.
Octopus style.
Ding. It was octopus. Yeah.
So
octopus style.
Yeah,
you know what I
so
mean.
Weird.
Eight dicks?
Maybe.
So, yeah, they really pushed the calamari on them.
That was the only
on
appetizer?
Me. Nope.
Was that the whole conversation? It's like, eat it.
They're like, oh, it's really good. You need to eat it. Just do me a favor. Just one bite. And I go, I have tried so many things in my life that people have encouraged me just to try it once. Just try it once. You know you're going to like. How do you know you don't like it? I know. I know I don't. I knew I didn't like the raspberry before I had the raspberry.
Okay.
Okay. I knew.
Did you not like it because you thought you wouldn't like it and that's why you don't like it?
No.
You're like. I'm
no,
not
it's
like
not
it
that it's appalling to me. Like, olives are completely appalling to me. The olives are the worst flavor ever invented. Everything
olives.
Else falls short of olives.
Yeah. Have
okay?
you licked a copper shit pipe? That's a bad flavor.
What's the pipe number on it? So
42.
You know what? Before I reveal the next appetizer, let's go to break.
Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
I want to have a 20-minute break and have a snack during the
yeah.
break because all this talk about squid made me hungry.
Okay.
We've been talking for over an hour. I can't believe it. PeakingTheGang.com/VIP. Sign up for as little as $5 a month. Or you can give out more.
That's the other information you need to reveal
what,
before you...
PeakingTheGang.com/VIP. I fucking said that.
I know. I'm just saying that's the other information you must reveal when promoting the PCL.
Oh, right. Okay, listeners, coming up during the break, we're going to listen to a promo here from our most recent PCO, in which Nick comes back with a tale, very interesting tale about an incident in his life. You don't want to miss this, folks. All right, we'll be right back.
The driver opened his door and began to get out. I verbally told the driver to stay in the vehicle. However, he did not comply and continued to exit the vehicle. I'm pretty sure that if you run into the house and you grab the disc and save the game, that the cops can't follow you anymore, right?
Right. That's how, yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
Right. So I jump out of the car. He starts yelling at me, "Get back in the car. Get back in the car. Stay in the vehicle." So he turns me around and he says, "You're under arrest," right? And his backup comes up and then they start frisking me. So they start going through my pockets and he starts going, "What is this? What is this?" And they're handing stuff out.
What is it?
They're holding stuff out to me. First of all, he pulls out two socks that I was carrying. Who carries socks in their pocket? Me, because what if I stepped in snow? Pulled out this wadded up paper towel that obviously I'd just been playing with and or chewing out of my pocket. He goes, "What's this?" And I go, "That's a paper towel." And he goes, "I was wondering what was in it." Then they strip all your clothes off.
I didn't wear boxers to jail, so I didn't have to remove my pants.
Really? That was your that was your strategy?
Yeah, I went in with a plan.
So they finally let me go. I go out to the car. I get into the car and start driving away. And I'm very upset, right? I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I did it for the show."
The second appetizer. I kind of forget what it was, because I get confused. It was either mussels or oysters.
Moisters.
What do oysters look like?
Slimy on a shell.
Okay.
Boogers.
And what do mussels look like?
Slimy things on a shell. They're the same thing, pretty much.
Oh, they
drier.
Are?
Drier. Drier. Oh,
drier. Do you eat mussels raw? Were they raw oysters? Like they came on a shell on ice and they look like a pile of slime on a seashell.
They weren't on ice and I think they were warm.
Okay, so they were cooked. They could have been mussels then.
Okay, well.
It's irrelevant. You had some sort of gooey duct bivalve?
Yeah, I had that. Good God, that was hard, but I was drunk.
You actually, did they force you? Where's everybody at the table like, one of us?
Exactly.
And then they made you eat it.
Everybody had to. And me and this guy across from me from Minnesota were like, "Oh God, no." And then I did it, and I forced him to do it because he wouldn't do it.
So, wow. Andrew.
But yeah, okay.
Just turning into the evil that he said he wouldn't be.
And then.
Forcing another man to eat.
For dessert, I said, "Fuck it," and I got tiramisu.
Tiramisu? What is tiramisu?
It's like a French thing.
I gathered that by the name,
right?
But I can't remember.
It's like a chocolatey, vanilla-y, creamy thing.
Okay. It's not like flan, is it?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
So
flan is like a little custard for Mexicans.
I don't know. What the fuck is custard?
What is pudding?
What is pudding? What?
It's like pudding, pretty much.
Custard?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. What is custard?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're shouting pudding. I thought you wanted to know what pudding was.
No, I'm saying it's pudding.
Okay.
It's a little firmer.
Yeah.
Than pudding.
And like it's a cousin to pudding, I guess.
Okay. What is nougat?
Oh, boy. I have no idea.
Okay.
It's like gum, but chocolatey.
Chocolate gum. Yeah. Like a Tootsie Roll.
Maybe.
No, that's not.
That's gummy chocolate.
It is. Kind of. Nougat, a candy made from sugar, honey, nuts, and egg white.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not really chocolatey. But
what is chutney?
Chutney is like a jam.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's kind of a sauce, and is it made from fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It could be made from a. Usually you'd get a chutney that's like mango.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of mango chutney. I don't think that's good. I don't like fruit spreads.
No,
you could have a blackberry chutney. If you don't like these things, I tell you, you got to have something wrong with you.
Are you kidding me? You're the one who rails against fruit all the time.
I don't rail against it.
It's a shit food.
I ate a banana today.
Okay, but a banana is better than any...
I blended it up, though, before I consumed it, because I ain't gay.
A banana is better than any other banana-flavored thing.
What?
I don't know.
A banana,
I'm not sure
is a banana flavored thing.
Okay, so cherry flavored, like candy.
Yeah.
And stuff, and lollipops.
Oh, right. They can't make a fake banana flavor. It's
better than
good.
Cherry. Banana flavored candy or lollipops, not as good as a banana.
Right.
Not saying any of this is good.
Oh.
I'm just saying what's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just tricking you when they say something is banana flavored. It's like blue raspberry. It's like, what do you think? I'm six?
Yeah.
There's no such thing. Fuck off.
You know, for years, yeah. I was afraid of stuffing.
Okay, well, yeah. let's recap.
Oh, that was a drop.
So I had fig.
Okay.
I had
raspberry.
Some mystery nut.
Oh, right.
Strawberries.
Mystery nuts.
Raspberries. Calamari.
Yep.
Mussel oysters. And that's it.
Oh, cold shrimp. You had
cold shrimp. Yeah. I am set for the next 5 years. I don't need to try anything.
You're never going to eat
for
again.
5 years.
For 5 years, you're going to eat nothing but sausage and Quest bars.
Dude, if I could eat only Quest bars, like if that was good enough,
yeah.
That'd be fine. Like I would just eat Quest bars all day.
You're weird.
It's perfectly fine. There's nothing offensive about it.
They're good. I eat Quest bars as well, but like...
I wouldn't have to think. I wouldn't have to cook... I pack them with me. They come individually wrapped.
Have you tried Soylent?
That would be great. Does it taste like Quest bars?
I have no idea. It's a disgusting drink mix that's supposed to be like replace all meals.
I think that might be all right.
I'm sure it tastes fucking horrid.
Brett,
should I
take a vitamin?
You can. You can probably get the vitamins you need from food just by making sure you're eating enough meat and vegetables. And you might want to supplement just with, like, vitamin D.
That's what I just asked.
But you can also get vitamin D from going outside and facing the sun.
What if only half your arm gets the vitamin D?
You want to distribute it evenly throughout your body.
Shit.
Oh, no. That means everyone's dick is...
Yeah, as you could see...
Vitamin D deficient.
As you could see from the reflection in that photo...
Yeah, oh, right. You had quite the...
Most of me is deficient.
You had quite the deficiency.
You don't have to actually char your skin to to know. Like, you can just go outside, sit in face the sun, 20, 25 minutes a day.
How do I know when I'm outside?
What?
Nothing. Anyway. So, yeah, there's just a lot of food, and then I felt like total shit afterwards because I had broken the diet so hardcore.
Yeah.
Before I left, 163 pounds. I returned, 168-something.
Oh,
whoa.
Well,
you could also be gaining muscle. I weighed in at 182.
I don't think I gained muscle while not working out, traveling.
Okay, fine. So it's the chutney.
it was the chutney I didn't have.
Too much chutney.
I was just curious what chutney was. I've been hearing it a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like
it's fun to say.
People who are into food are really into chutney.
Jack in the chat says chutney is savory and has onion usually.
So, I think
sometimes I slip it into conversations just like as substitutes for other words just to get people thinking or on their toes. I'll go, oh, God, you got to be chutney. And they go, what? I said, you got to be kidding me. What do you think I said? It's fun. You should try it. You can substitute all kinds of foods.
Then you sell them a dessert.
Lobster? I fucking killed her. You know, just what?
Yeah.
What did you say? Nothing.
Non sequitur.
Lobster.
I knew a guy from Chutney, Vermont. It sounds like a town in Vermont.
It does.
It?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It does. Because at first I was like, is that real? Is that a real
Chutney,
Vermont?
There's Putney. There's Pultney.
Oh, right. There's a. Yeah, that's Putney. That's what I was thinking of.
Yep, there's certainly something that starts with CH. Chester.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Chester, Vermont. There's a Chester everything.
Let's go to Wikipedia and find all the town names in Vermont.
So
I will. I'm going to do that. Vermont towns. And then I'm going to make up funny town names.
All right, so your meal, done, got home, whatever.
Yeah, and
Vertant. Vertant, I wrote. That's funny. This is going to be great. That's already great.
So I was glad to get back home and finally get back into things. I got back home on Wednesday. We didn't work out till Thursday.
Right. Well, no.
Or no, we worked out from home on Wednesday.
We did a quick workout, just some dumbbells and such here in the house.
I'll tell you, Brett, I found the best exercise.
What's that?
1 second, Andrew, before you get to that. Burlington and Rutland. Butland.
Impressed that I knew Pulteney. I know every town in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And most towns elsewhere.
Yeah, you drove all over that fucking state.
Manchester and Essex. Mansax.
What's the... Oh, there's two towns right next to each other here in Pennsylvania. One's Cranberry and the other one's Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And if they merge, there will be Butberry.
Oh.
Killington and Blacksburg. Kill Black.
Oh, hey.
This is fun.
Manchester.
This is just one state. There's bigger states with more towns.
Manchester and White River Junction. White Man Junction.
That's not as funny as Kill Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Essex Junction in Manchester. And White River Junction.
White Sex Man?
It's getting difficult. Yeah. I'm not looking at it.
These towns are not anywhere near each other.
No, Pennsylvania has good ones, too. There's Middlesex, Pennsylvania. There's Intercourse, Pennsylvania. I did just drive through Consensual, Pennsylvania.
My dad is from Middlesex, New York.
Yep. So Consensual Intercourse.
Good times.
Anyway, Brett.
You were going to say something, and then Brett interrupted with...
Yeah, I found the best exercise.
Oh, the best exercise. What's the best exercise?
I found a new one, too. I'm interested to hear yours.
You go first.
It's called landmine anti-rotation.
What?
Yeah. And it's a core exercise, because I was looking for new core exercises, because I'm trying to do less crunches.
But you can only do it in Bosnia, where there's landmines.
So landmine anti-rotation is landmine is a term for anything where you are using a barbell and just holding one end of it while the other end is on the ground. So you're like lifting or moving a barbell by one raised end. So
interesting.
You put the barbell into the corner of a room or into the corner of a Smith rack so the bottom doesn't slide around or move. And then you can put a little bit of weight on the other end and you clasp your hands around the end of the barbell, and you hold your arms out straight in front of you, and then you swing them from side to side without rotating your torso.
I see.
An amazing core exercise.
Okay.
Wait, without rotating your torso. Okay.
But if you just Google, barbell BB landmine, you should get lots of exercise ideas, but I don't know how many of them we could use.
And we're now a member of ISIS.
Don't play a video.
I was going to say, and now we're a member of ISIS because we're looking up BB landmines. Get it? Explosives.
All right.
But BB. Huh?
I think I like that.
I'm going to search images.
So
All right. So go ahead, Andrew. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. The back width exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Name some.
Pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Close grip pull downs with that narrow handle bar. Wide grip pull downs to the front or behind the neck. Wide grip pull downs, same basic motion, just going to the front or the back. What else?
Okay.
Any kind of machine, like a hammer strength machine pull down, are all back width exercise. Chin ups, which are pull ups with the underhand grip versus the overhand grip. Even though for back width, you probably want to use the wide overhand grip.
So. We didn't have any of these devices available to us in my bedroom.
Okay.
Like no machines, no pull-up.
Wait, what were you trying to do? Why were you trying to do this in your bedroom?
Because I had just gotten home on Wednesday from several days on the road, sleep-deprived, and I said, I'm not going to the gym. And then I feel like a real piece of shit for not wanting to go to the gym. But I had just gotten home for the first time in days, so we decided to do what we could from home.
Right. What's the fucking exercise you did?
Anyway, elevated push-ups, like way elevated.
Oh, yeah. They weren't that way elevated.
Well,
you were on a chair.
My feet were up on a chair, and I was doing push-ups, and it was, the middle of the exercise, like after we'd done a couple things, and man, they were fucking hard, and they cut right down to it. Rather than doing like 100 fucking push-ups, I could only bang 20 out.
I thought you said this was a back exercise.
It exercised my back a whole bunch.
No. It didn't. It exercised the other side.
Well, my back hurt a whole bunch.
That's the result of doing something wrong. That has nothing to do with your back. Your back was probably not used at all.
Okay. Well, it worked something out really hard because it beat the shit out of me.
Then you are injured.
No. not like it. I'm hurting from doing it. It's just, it was very effective at wearing me out quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed very effective.
Yeah.
You need to be working your back. You need to be pulling down or pulling in or pulling up. So deadlifts, pull-ups, rows are all back exercises.
Maybe it was the rows that my back was sore from.
Yep, that could do it. We were doing standing, standing bent over rows where you stabilize yourself on a chair.
Yep, that's more, that moves more towards your lower back, but yeah. that it works your back if you're, you know, in a pinch.
Well, something worked my upper back and I thought it was those push-ups.
So you tried to do the dog crap workout at home?
Yeah.
I don't even think you have enough weight to do
probably
that.
Not. But I don't know. We have 35-pound dumbbells. We're doing overhands and stuff.
Yeah.
Or military press and like that. Huh?
Have you guys switched to doing the rest pause sets yet?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
How are those going?
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because
isn't it great? Isn't it fun?
No, it's satisfying when I'm done. I wouldn't call it fun.
Yeah. the preacher bench curls, is that what they are?
Yes, those are an
exercise.
They're
incline curls. I don't know.
What?
Whatever.
Those are both exercises.
Fine.
But what are you referring to?
Like dumbbell curls.
Yeah.
I get to a point where I'm curling with the left arm, but to match the exhaustion of the left arm, I have to do two with the right arm. Two right, one left.
Right,
two right, one left.
No, don't do that. Don't. Just do everything the same. Always.
Right, because Andrew constantly complains that his left is not as strong as his right arm.
That could be mental.
It's Ooh, not. Maybe. Believe me, it's not.
but you could be exacerbating it with mental. It could be somewhat psychosomatic. There could be a slight problem that you're exaggerating.
Maybe, but there's some exercises where the left is just as good as the right, and that's fine. And I'm like, okay, both are tired. But there are some that are the left gets less than half.
Yeah.
Well, right. So to say that your left arm is stronger than your right arm, that would mean that which arm? Which one's stronger? The right?
Right. Yeah. Right is trogdor. Left is doesn't exist.
So that would mean the shoulder muscles, the three heads of your shoulder muscles, your bicep, your tricep, and your forearm muscles would all have to be stronger for that to be true across the board, which is highly unlikely.
I don't know.
What rebuttal?
My rebuttal is I watch myself do curls and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a good thing about dog crap training is because you do the rest pause sets, you can't switch from one arm to the other like we used to do with kettlebells. Like we do one arm first and then the other arm.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just doing rest pause sets, almost everything you're doing is with two arms at a time. So you have the option of using more machines, using more barbells. Like I always pick dumbbells because I'm moving a lot of weight and I'm doing it by myself. So I want to not hurt myself. But if you guys are going together, it would be okay to do like incline barbell bench press or a military press overhead with a barbell. I just usually opt against those things because they're a little more dangerous without a spotter.
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind for next time.
Hmm.
But you can also, as you learn to use these muscles, it is okay in the beginning to use more machines, especially since you're going to a gym that has really great modern machines that are – I mean the problem with machines is that they don't recruit a lot of stabilization muscles. So they're like the opposite of kettlebells, which require a tremendous amount of stabilization. So you're getting a really good workout, really efficient workouts with kettlebells, even though you're not moving a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
So most machines are like back, forth, in, out. And they're kind of guiding you on a track, so they're not using a lot of extra muscles. If you these newer machines, especially those ones upstairs in your gym that are called free motion machines – they are more geared towards a wider range of motion and the recruiting of more stabilizer muscles. So as you're trying to learn how to work your muscles and go through a full range of motion, it's okay if you're using machines more than you will be down the road. I'm using almost no machines except like hammer strength machines just for variety. But if you want to use more machines in the beginning, especially because it's an even load from left to right, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me. Yeah, I don't know if you understood that, Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going again tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday we went, and I was on the way home from a convention that I was at, and it was rush hour on Friday, and I had to drive through the city, and I'm like, shit. The plan was to go home, get puke, and then ride to the gym together and go to the gym.
Right.
And then get some food, go back and watch the hockey game. And I looked at the time, and I went, shit. It seemed like 30 minutes of traffic until I get home. Then got to get ready to go. It's going to be like at least an hour till we get to the gym. The gym is a few minutes away from where I'm at right now. Why don't I just go there and have Puke bring my gym gear? So I call Puke and tell him to go there. I pull into the parking garage. I'm in my truck. And this parking garage is very tiny and tight. Brett was in it once. And my truck's tall and big.
Yes.
And I'm driving it through. Large. And I'm like, all right, well, I can get this thing through here. That's fine. And I get through and I'm backing into a spot. And I like to back into every spot with great precision.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
So I pride myself on out. That. Yep.
Quickly.
So when I back up, I always look at the mirrors and look down at the ground to make sure I'm not like running into one of those parking blocks, right? I'm looking at the rear bumper to see how far away it is from the wall.
Okay.
And especially in my truck, my rear view mirror, like the one that you look up at in the middle of the windshield.
In the middle of the windshield, yeah.
That's kind of useless because I have a cap on my truck.
Right.
So I'm used to looking at the side mirrors, and I'm backing into this spot. I'm on the phone with Puke, and backing into the spot, backing up, and I think I got a good ways to go before I hit the wall of the parking garage, and so I'm continuing backwards. Then all of a sudden, I hear a big pop.
Yep.
And I go, what? And I check both mirrors, and I go, nope, it's fine. Don't know what that was. I guess I backed into the wall. It doesn't seem like I'm at the wall yet, but I guess I backed into it. Or was there a sign back there? It was just hidden by my truck.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that, like in the dead center.
Right.
So I pull forward like an inch, park, and then I start investigating. And there's a giant air conditioner unit that comes out of the ceiling.
Yeah.
It doesn't make its way to the floor and sticks out about 4 feet from the wall.
And is only on one side of the vehicle,
right,
pretty much.
So
you can't see it from the driver's side rearview mirror.
That's what I hit.
Probably couldn't see it too well from the left side mirror.
That's awesome. You could have. That's probably like thousands and thousands of dollars of damage.
No, it's in a giant metal cage. It's like indestructible. So I look in my mirrors.
I was thinking you could damage their whole HVAC system that way.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if it's a. I think it's just a fan, like a big fan on the wall.
That's all an air conditioner unit is, really.
And by awesome, I don't mean that's great. I mean like awe. Like, you're in awe of the damage you've done.
Oh.
Like, awe?
Yeah.
Shit.
No.
Aw, shit.
I'm looking.
Zero damage at all to the air conditioner.
And I look at my mirrors in my truck, and I'm like, oh, it looks fine. Like, maybe the, like, little, like, door to the cap, like, popped inward, and it needs to be popped back out.
Yeah.
And that's what the noise was. So I'm like, okay. No, it's cool. And I get out of my truck, walk around to the back of my truck to grab my things.
Oh.
And the door to my cap was completely shattered.
Yeah.
Oh.
The entire glass.
Totally shattered. I fucked up. You know?
Andrew always has to back in.
Well, to be fair, for all the years and all of the things that have happened, I don't think I've ever had any incident at more than a mile and a half per hour.
Oh, all your shit happens super slow?
Yeah.
Yeah. I backed into the wall of the garage there the other day. I kind of at an angle, barely scuffed it. So, but that's because our goddamn garage wall is a extremely neutral gray color, and I was wearing my sunglasses because it was sunny outside. So I pull into the garage, I'm backing in, and you can't fucking see shit in a dark garage that's all neutral gray.
Nope.
And my angle was off just a little bit. And thankfully, yeah, I pull in really slow because I've been very paranoid about doing this, and I heard like a little like, and I'm like, oh. pulled forward, adjusted, backed up again. It was fine. I don't think anything happened.
There's glass everywhere. Now I got to get my glass replaced.
Yeah,
but luckily it was the truck and not the Mercedes.
And guess what? There's piles of glass all over that parking spot from
other people doing the exact same thing with their minivans
or SUVs,
any taller vehicle.
Any vehicle that was tall enough to... Yep. Yeah, because it's just like it was a metal steel square box with like super pointy ends edges.
Literally a metal cage.
Yeah, and it just boop, probably poked through all kinds of glass.
Yeah, so there goes $200 for
them. Yeah. That does suck. Can you replace
the
glass?
The gym was good.
Replace the whole thing.
Yeah, the gym was fine.
Gym was gone.
Oh, good.
Except for the part where I can't do half the exercises because I pulled that muscle in my ribs, which is a bummer. So
just do them.
What? What do what?
Everything. Just go for it, man.
Yeah, even the ones that cause excruciating pain and that torn muscle.
It's character building.
All right.
Sound like me.
I'll let you build character. I'll heal.
No, I agree. I think you're right. I'm just being dumb.
Yes.
I do find, though, if I have like back or neck problems, going and doing like a really intense back workout is good.
Yeah, yeah. I agree because I have like my back. I stand all day at work and like it gets very tired. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that when I do deadlifts, like the next few days, I feel better. I feel like I can stand up straighter easier. And so I did do deadlifts just with a little bit lower weight than normal, and that was fine. It didn't hurt too bad. It hurt playing frisbee golf today, though. A lot of like twisting motion. That sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want a broken rib. I've never had one, and if it's anything worse than this, that would be fucking awful.
Well, I will be there the week of the 7th of May 7th. And maybe we can sync up our days so we could do one or two of these workouts together. And
is that gay?
That, yeah. And it's just going. I'm just really in love with this, and I just completed
methods.
5 weeks, and I'm really happy with how it's going.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's a good. I'm enjoying the workout because I've done workouts where they're like you do a shit ton of exercises for different like chest. So you do a bunch of bench press and then the pec deck and then flies and all this stuff. And I think I like this method better where you just do one exercise, but you max it the hell out with all this weight. And then, you get sore as fuck pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to do 6 weeks or 8 weeks before taking a week off right now. Because you're going to want to take a week off.
Yeah, that's what they said because it's very strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I'm making
Andrew,
noise.
What'd you do?
I don't know. We need a canned air for this board. So, one thing I've noticed, I go to this gym, and I see these guys, and I go, Jesus Christ, how long have they been doing this, and how often are they here?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Brett, I don't know. I think that's on your end.
What is it?
Oh, God. Horrible noise. I got to mute him.
Well, now, when he...
If you can hear us, check your connections. Only when you talk.
Well, it only happened too once you touch the board, so I don't know if
true.
That...
How's it now?
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Puke, entertain.
I don't know how to entertain, but Andrew's switching wires on the board. Hopefully we can swap this over here so that it doesn't make horrific noises. But he tried one button, and then he shook his head, looking very confused, and now he's sliding the slider. Looking confused some more.
I'm confused.
Do I sound like new man?
God damn it.
No, you sound
kind
like
of.
Crackly shit audio man.
I am old new man.
Now it works.
It works.
Oh, sorry. Then that probably sounded stupid.
All right. Don't touch that slider, I guess.
I have to because he keeps going away from the microphone.
Mm-mm. No, that should be fine.
If you say so. So.
Huh? So the gym, you're like, how long does it take a motherfucker to look like a muscly man?
No, I know it takes a long time.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it depends on what else he's doing too. Like
nothing but
how seriously is he taking the nutrition part of it? Is he
extremely,
eating tons and tons of protein?
Yes.
What kind of supplements is he doing?
All of them.
What?
I'm just answering your questions.
Oh.
Yeah, because I assume that then that's what Andrew's saying is that in order to get, you know, like a supermodel level of muscly, Mm-hmm. But you, what is it? It takes years of doing, you know, hours at the gym.
No, these guys look like hockey players.
Oh, that just takes a puck to the face.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean that they're spending more time at the gym. Like, I'm really committed to the idea that unless you are like a bodybuilder and you can build your entire life around that, you really don't want to be doing more than 3 intense workouts with weights a week.
Really?
Like, if these guys just have this regimen where they can, you know, get up and eat 2 chicken breasts because they don't have to go anywhere for whatever reason, and they just have money to spend on food for whatever reason,
right,
and supplements, then, yeah, you could probably work out 5 days a week. You could probably work out 2 hours at a time sometimes, but that's not for any of us, right? Because we have to balance that with making sure we eat enough, with the other stressors of life. Like, working out is a stressor. It is, you are putting your body under stress, and your body can only take so much stress.
Yeah.
The diet that Andrew and I have been doing is, it's kind of more balanced, but like if we were just doing keto, that would be a stressor on our body because we're depriving our body of carbs.
Yeah, I've pretty much gone off the alt shift and just stuck to the keto with general lower fat intake, like less cheese in general, less butter, less fatty meats, and more just chicken with the occasional non-chicken.
Fat shouldn't matter that much. I mean, fat is good for you. You just have to... I mean,
I've made it more basic is what I'm saying. Just basically eggs, chicken, vegetables.
Okay.
Lots of Cobb salads, too.
Okay. Cobb is good.
And I'm getting the fat through like avocados and stuff and the eggs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Avocado.
So I'm not, I haven't like cut the fat out or anything. I'm just saying I've just simplified it more. Rather than switching back and forth, I'm just reducing a lot.
Well, if you were finding
stuff,
that you weren't having energy for workouts on low fat days,
yeah,
that means it, which is hard to believe because you can eat more carbs on those days, and carbs are a faster and more ready fuel source than fat is. But it might just mean you don't have good, or yet you don't have good what's called metabolic flexibility, which is the ability to switch between one fuel source and another. So because you've been doing keto so long, your body has probably been trained to use fat, right? And if you give it carbs, it goes, where's the fat?
Yeah.
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
You know?
Where's the beef fat?
So that could be but it's interesting because all of this is like so unique to everybody.
Yeah.
And I've found
physiology
that
physiology,
you know, so I'll much. Do the workouts on a low fat day and I'll do fine. I'll do more weight than I did last time, even though I certainly don't have as much calories at the ready. And but I'm just different, I guess. And maybe that's something that's just come from doing this longer. I don't know. Maybe my form is suffering. Maybe I'm not using as good form because I'm just trying to beat my previous numbers.
Yeah, I'm basically just trying to use better form. I haven't really increased much in numbers.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's where you should be in the beginning.
Yeah, definitely still there.
Just because we're in the beginning, we've been like 2 weeks.
It's been more than 2 weeks.
Has it?
Yeah, it's been like 4.
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see here. What else? I can talk about some stuff I watched on the tube and such.
Okay.
Called in sick on Tuesday because I fucking woke up, had a headache, it was shit weather and all that stuff, and like I was just like, fuck it.
I have a question for you.
What's that, Andrew?
Why is it that when I go away, you're just like, well, fuck everything?
Yeah, because I can.
Cause why can't you when I'm here?
Because you yell at me, you bother me when I fuck off. I don't know. It's like when the teacher's taking the day off, and I'm like, sweet.
Because on this show, I feel like a real asshole. Like, I feel like I'm mean to you guys on the show.
I'm less
mean in real life. Like, I think I'm very nice to Brett normally, but on this show, I'm a real dick.
Are you? I've never noticed. I think you're fine.
I've never been nice to you in real life?
Yeah.
No, that you're... You think you're mean? I don't think you're mean.
Oh, I don't know. But anyway.
What did you do that was mean?
I deflated your self-celebritizing... earlier.
Oh, when you're a real celebrity, you don't let stuff like that bother you.
Right. Oh, okay.
Don't listen to the haters.
Good answer. It's a very celebrity answer.
Yeah.
But, okay. Is it good or bad that I'm annoying in this way? I feel like I'm just annoying.
Nah. It's not.
You're trying to hold people accountable. You're a good friend to have. You know what's a bad friend to have? Someone who goes, oh, you know, my boss is a dick and my girlfriend is a bitch. And they go, oh, yeah, you know, you're probably right. Like, you're better than her and your boss is probably a super cunt. Yeah, so it's not you. Like, that's not a good friend. A good friend is like, okay, well, what did you do? Shitbird? You know? Like, what's your role in this? Let's actually get you thinking and having some accountability. You want to hold people accountable. You want people to be their best. You want to surround yourself with everybody's best version of their self. And that's being a good friend.
So what?
You haven't figured out how to do it perfectly without being a dick. That's fine. It's still a step in the right direction.
All right. Well, I was just asking, you know, for Puke's take on it, just because...
Yeah. Well, because when you're here, we do a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not here, then I get to go like, oh, I can be a lazy piece of shit and no one can judge me. Because I don't know. That's my weird personality.
I don't know.
I guess.
If I'm not here, just clean something.
Now, well, hang on.
Work on something.
I did a lot of shit while you were gone.
There you go.
Curtains.
Good.
Are you looking at these fucking curtains
or not curtains
in the room? I put brackets on these TVs for our cameras.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really clean. I went to the store. I've done a lot of research trying to find screens because there's no fucking screens. There's hardly windows in this stupid house. We found a good negative. There's no goddamn windows that open in this house. There's like, there's six windows.
That open out of like 100 windows.
No, there's five. And then there's the back door to the, there's a bunch in the basement, which don't count because who the fuck cares about that? But anyway, there's no screens in them. So I was trying to do research. Turns out it's really hard to find window screens unless you're just buying a whole new set of brand new windows.
Mm-hmm.
Very annoying and expensive, too, apparently. So I did that. Went to a couple stores looking for shit and like that's annoying. I put curtains in my room and then I bought a video game and played a bunch of Far Cry 5.
That sounds productive.
And I went and saw a movie.
Okay.
Which, it's not productive, but I got shit
That's
done.
Fine.
Oh, and I bought a Fitbit. Did that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I haven't fucked off on my iPad before sleep for a week and a half.
Oh, really?
Probably, yeah.
Nice.
Because I started reading.
I was wondering about that because like I came home like two nights ago pretty late.
Yeah.
And I saw like your light was on in your room. And I thought, oh, he's on his iPad.
Yeah. I was just reading.
I just assume whenever your light's on, you're on your iPad.
That's probably a good assumption, but thanks, Dad. Checking out.
Yep.
Looking in for... the problem, though, is I read, and I still read until late, and so I don't get a lot of sleep.
That's better than iPad.
I guess so. I don't know why. They say, like, the blue light and all this shit coming out of the iPads, but...
Yep, that's true.
Brett's on a big kick about it.
So, I've got the Fitbit. That's one of the things I really was looking forward to, is to see the sleep pattern thing. I was very curious to know. So, I've done three nights, and, it's going to take a while to get the trend lines to show up. You know, you need enough data to know, like, whether or not you're actually getting good sleep or not. So, interested in that. Far Cry 5, very good video game. Got it for PlayStation 4. Super crazy, like... religious theme to it. There's supposed to be this insane religious cult takes over parts of Montana, and it's created by Activision or somebody. Anyway, it's a Canadian division of this video game company, and you can tell that boy do they love their American stereotypes for what they think like folks that live in Montana and hunt act like. It's pretty ridiculous, but anyway, it's a fun game. I'm enjoying it, but it's a huge open world first person shooter. Great graphics, a little repetitive on the gameplay because it's kind of the same shit over and over. But you can get a little dog that kills people for you.
Nice.
Yeah, you have like a little buddy that hunts with you. As a little
sounds
dog.
Like a Zelda game.
Yeah, kind of. I guess I don't know. I never played one, but it's fun. I also,
on the topic of video games, listeners, I want any advice. I think I want to buy an NHL video game, like a hockey game.
Yeah.
And
I almost bought one when I bought Far Cry 5, but I was like, that'd be dumb because I have no idea what Andrew would consider a good game.
I don't know because it's been so long since I bought one. It's been like over 10 years.
Well, there is NHL 18.
Yeah, I know. There's a bunch. I'm sure there's a bunch. But
I doubt it.
The question is, what is a good one that is just has fun gameplay? I don't care how realistic it is. I want it to be fun. I don't want to care. I don't want to worry about trades and managing my team and making a season. I just want to pick it up and play against somebody else. I don't want to do a career. I'm never going to play it alone.
You want like an arcade game, not a simulation career, do all the stats and horseshit and build your team.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah. That is kind of an annoying part of a lot of video games.
So somebody email in and give me a recommendation. All right, continue.
Do it. I saw Lost in Space on Netflix.
Dumb.
It was, sadly.
The original was shit. The movie from the 90s was shit.
Oh, it had Lacey Chabert in it.
How is this any good?
Same birthday as me. I don't know. She's hot. She's one of those childhood crush actresses mm-hmm. I had. And, yeah, it's easy to remember because she has the exact same birth date. A year and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
But Lost in Space, I like sci-fi, so I had to see it.
Yeah,
but,
I know. I shit on it. Like, I'm sure it's fine.
I guess. But it's. I loved it. Ironically, I loved it. I really was very annoyed by it. It's one of these shows where, you know, bad things happen, but then they continually happen. Like, they crash on the alien planet or whatever, and then they, you know, weird shit just, like, happens too fast. It's like, oh, shit, there's a forest fire. Oh, God. And then they escape, and they're like, okay. And then something else bad happens where it's just like all of a sudden the spaceship just melts through a glacier ice, and boom, oh, God, we got to get to that. And then the next scene, they're trying to get a thing from underwater, and the water freezes instantly. And it's like, what the fuck kind of person wrote this show where, like, it's like physics don't apply to reality?
But they don't explain it like Star Trek?
Oh, God, no, no. Oh,
okay.
And it's just like, no, it's just like, oh, yeah, we're just supposed to believe that, oh, okay, so on this glacier, this water has been liquid now for an hour or two, I guess because the ship heated it up and it sank. And then it freezes back, like, within 30 seconds. And it's like, what? And a character gets trapped. And it's like, what? That's not how ice works.
That, and they can engineer spacecraft, but they can't figure out how ice works.
No. So, it's ridiculous. The characters are constantly making, like, these idiotic decisions. And then the best part about the movie, or the show, I watched the whole thing, they're space colonists, and so they have 3D printers and stuff, right? It's, you know, like, it's not quite a replicator, but I guess it can print anything. And there's a scene where the one guy wants to print a handgun. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in space, you're going to a new colony. What would you like to have on an alien planet to defend yourself? I don't know, a gun. Well, you can't print guns because they're bad, and the new colonies, you don't have guns, right? Because all these TV shows are
written. Do they have guns elsewhere in the show?
No, none at all. Because they're all written by a bunch of fucking Hollywood pussies that are like, guns are bad. Guns, brr. Right? And then there's a shit ton of scenes where there's alien fauna. They're not like aliens, but there's just animals on the planet that are dangerous. And they're like, oh my God! Oh! And they're running around and like nobody thinks to have a gun. And, like, two episodes later, it shows them making spears out of tent stakes.
Wow.
To defend themselves. It's like, print the fucking gun! And then, of course, one of the characters manages to get a gun printed. And then it's like, oh, my God, he has a gun. And then, like, one person has the gun at one point, and they're all like, oh, my God, what do we do? He's got a gun. It's just, it blows my fucking mind. As a gun nut myself, like, to see this shit in movies, it just makes me fucking infuriated because it's just so ridiculous. Like, if you were going to an alien planet, at least they would have like a 22 so they could shoot game or something. You know, that's how you survive. You need a tool like a rifle to be able to shoot animals.
Yeah, you know, would they be cool with a bow and arrow? Because that's just like a less effective form of a gun. And think about Star Trek.
Right.
In Star Trek, one of the most common tools used
was the
for
phaser.
Any away mission was the phaser, which is a gun.
Yeah.
But it could also be purposed to do other things,
right,
too.
They can, at least, like, it has the stun setting.
Or they can heat a rock. Kill,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it just blows my fucking mind that, you know, what are these writers thinking when they write this kind of shit? And I just assumed that they've probably never even been camping or even think about tools. Like the only
Yeah, of course not. And the only
knives that they have in the show is like a 3-inch pocket knife in a couple scenes. And it's like,
all they're
thinking, would you have a hatchet?
All they're thinking is there's enough people out there who just go, well, I like sci-fi, I'll watch it.
True, I did. I watched the whole thing, but it's Netflix, so it's like it's not like I paid extra money to see it.
Do you ever not watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I've seen some shows. I haven't watched the whole thing.
Okay,
but yeah, some shows are like okay enough that I want to get through it because I'm curious.
I found I'm never happy when I follow through on the whole thing.
Orange is the New Black. I watched like two episodes of that and was like, okay, fuck this. I don't give a shit. But I am a sucker for anything with an alien or a spaceship in it. I do love sci-fi for some reason. It's just the way I am. But so then I went and saw a new movie, Ready Player One, in theaters now.
Is there a funny robot in any of this?
No, he's a super scary alien.
How do you not have a funny robot?
Yeah.
Because they mixed it up, right? So it's they got to put their own spin on it. So the robot is an alien robot, and it's super, it's like killing everybody at one point, and then it turns good and follows Will Robinson around, and it can't speak English except for Danger Will Robinson.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know how it learned to say those three words, but nothing else.
I like anything that has a emotionless yet humorous character who plays it straight.
Yeah. Nah, they tried to go like more serious and realistic, and it had no campy, funny.
It's just like Frank Drebin in different forms.
Yeah, there was one character,
like Ron Swanson.
Oh yeah,
plays it straight.
Right,
hilarious though.
True,
emotionless.
Oh,
right?
The other retarded thing.
Ones, Spock. Very funny, yeah. Emotionless.
Yeah,
plays it straight.
Right,
Data.
Yes, true.
Emotionless, except for in the one movie where he took the emotion pill.
There was like
the
one
chip
episode.
Or whatever.
Yeah, the chip.
Yeah.
First Contact.
Yeah.
No, Data was a robot.
Yeah, he was a robot. No, it was Generations that he took the chip. I will bet you $1 million right now.
Might be. Okay. There's a scene, though, in First Contact where he turns it off. And Star Trek First Contact came after Generations.
Okay.
But, yeah, because they're looking for the Borg Queen, and they're like, Data, turn off your... And he's like... and. Mm-hmm. Geordi or somebody says, oh, it must be nice to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw Ready Player One. Good movie. Nobody would, like Andrew, would like it. I think you would hate it because all
trailer
of
trailer looked good.
It looked like,
it's pure.
Hey, everybody on the planet, there are some things in this movie that are callbacks to things that you like, so you'll love this movie.
It's pure nostalgia porn.
Look at that.
Like, the entire film, I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, look, here's a scene. That's a thing I remember. And it's like nothing but callbacks to nostalgia of the 80s and 70s and 80s, 90s, maybe a little bit 90s. And which is, I don't know, after watching the movie, I'm like, oh, fuck, they got me. Because I'm, like, watching these scenes, and a character shows up from a video game that I know, and I'm like, I know that. And they're obviously all properties that, like, Steven Spielberg has access to.
You should have said that out loud. You should have said that every time.
I was so pissed. I wanted to... they had a showing at 11:40 a.m. And I'm like, sweet, I'm going to go to the movie super early. It's going to be cheap because it's a matinee. And nobody will be there, so I'm going to bring a flask and drink and watch a movie. There was, like, six other people in there. I was so pissed. So I had to go...
You can drink a flask with six.
Yeah.
I probably could.
You drink a flask with 100.
I don't know. I didn't want to risk it.
No. But. A flask or a paper bag makes it okay to drink in public.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Do people not judge? I don't know. I was afraid somebody, like the people, like, six seats over would be like, it's got booze!
I mean, if you were drinking out of a paper bag that had three marker-drawn X's on it,
right.
Or a flask that had a skull and crossbones on it, then yes. But as long as there's a potential it could be anything else in that bottle.
Yeah.
Or flask or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you're good.
I got a Frappuccino because there's a Starbucks inside the movie theater. And so I got a Frappuccino and then poured the whiskey in that. But it was so full of Frappuccino
that
I couldn't pour enough in it.
Oh, drink it down.
I did it in
more.
The bathroom. I was scared. I was like, someone's going to
hear
me.
Jesus. No.
I'm not a good public drinker, I guess.
Yeah.
I have fears. Anyway, Ready Player One, a lot of nostalgia. Like, it looked great on the screen. Obviously, it's like a ton of CGI and crazy shit. And Spielberg must have made this movie because he only had to direct like real people for 10 minutes. And then the rest is all like, here you go, animators. Have fun. And this is the best part. I don't know. This might be kind of a spoiler, but so fast forward 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Jesus.
I don't know. There's a scene. They have to find these Easter eggs and go through these challenges to get control of the super fucking Minecraft world or whatever. And the first, like, challenge that nobody's been able to figure out for 5 years is there's this super difficult race, right, where they're driving crazy cars and jumps and a T-Rex attacks you and, like, nobody can make it to the end for 5 years. Finally, the main character finds the clue to go backwards at the start of the race. And he just drives backwards like 10 feet, and then he goes through the track underneath everybody else kind of and wins. What's the first thing everybody does that's dumb in a racing game? They try to go backwards. Everybody always tries to go backwards in a racing video game just for fun to see, like, what the fuck happens? Like, how would nobody have figured that out for 5 years? And they're supposed to be these super, like, crazy trying to find the secret, you know, hunters. Like, one person would have tried. Because that's all he had to do was just go backwards, and bam, he found the secret key or whatever. Anyway.
I kind of like that. That's the end of the movie.
That was the beginning of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought it was like the whole movie builds up 2 hours of all this shit, and then the guy just pops it in reverse 10 feet, bam, done.
And then there's this, it doesn't make any sense because there's the evil corporation, and they apparently have like their own fucking military and enslavement camps because
people. Yeah,
because
that's the dystopian future is the corporation has
more
control
power
of
than
everything.
Right, but
we need to let the government control them.
But at the end of the movie, you know, it's a Spielberg movie, so obviously the good guys win, right? But there's a scene where the super bad guy who's just makes stupid decisions, in real life, he's after the main character, and he goes to this area where the kid grows up, supposed to be like future trailer parks, so they're trailers like stacked up on top of each other, and these huge metal scaffoldings, which must be like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of steel to stack trailers on top of each other, which I don't feel like that would be economically cheaper than just having a trailer park on dirt on the ground. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it looks neat in the movie. And so they go back to the kids. It's very convenient that all the main characters are all in like Columbus, Ohio, where we're supposed to be, somewhere in Ohio. So they go back to his hometown or whatever. And they call, like, reinforcements. They're like, everybody that hates this giant corporation and doesn't want them to win, come to the stacks and defend us or whatever. Help us out. One guy, the bad guy, makes it out, and he has a pistol. And there's a, like, all he does is pull it out, and there's a crowd of, like, 5,000 people. And they're all like, oh, fuck, he's got a gun. And they all stand back, and they just let him do whatever he wants.
None of those people would have brought a gun
if they're
ready to kill somebody.
Right. None of them have a gun or even think that, like, okay, there's 1,000 of us and one guy with a pistol. Like, and he just walks through a crowd, this entire crowd, but because he has the pistol, like, nobody's like, oh, I guess we just can't do anything.
You know,
it's like, God damn it, you would attack him.
You see all this shit in the media and the news and movies about guns. Brett sees all this shit in media and the news and the movies about education and the youth and what's happening to people. And I just
you don't see it.
I just look on the bright side and try to ignore it. However.
Yeah.
However. Yesterday, my mind has changed. My attitude has shifted. And
happy 420.
No, had nothing to do with that.
Oh,
no, absolutely nothing. Like, all I know is apparently a walkout happened because you guys mentioned it earlier on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it has to do with weed or guns.
It was guns, but
guns.
I'm pretty certain it's an excuse for kids to just get out of school and go smoke weed on 420.
Right. Or if I was organizing, I would say, hey, this is also a 420 walkout, so get all the potheads who don't give a shit to walk out.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty certain that's what they did.
It was Columbine. It's the anniversary of Columbine, too.
Oh, okay. I guess that's convenient.
Well, it's the anniversary of my grandpa's death.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
He was at Columbine?
No. But I will get into the details about what has shifted my perspective.
Okay, great.
On a PCL.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Not right now.
Not right
but
now.
But Brett has to be on it because I think he'll provide a lot of input because it has to do with school.
Oh, okay. Well, look forward to that. And yeah, we got to.
I just want to say, Nick in the chat says, if Andrew sees a car in a movie where one tire is wrong, he's pissed. Well, Nick, this Ready Player One movie, the main reason I will not go see it, I mean, I'll watch if it's on, maybe.
If it's free on Netflix, I'd say it's a good.
Maybe. But I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it by any means. And the reason I was turned off from it 100% when I saw the trailer was because they were driving the DeLorean from Back to the Future like it was the greatest car ever made. Even Back to the Future, with technology that was from 30-some years ago, even they didn't claim it to be a good car. They claimed They claimed it to be stylish,
yeah.
And it had a very difficult time reaching 88 miles per hour. So
yeah.
Even Spielberg knows how to be realistic with his cars. He's proven it in Back to the Future.
Wait, he did prove it in Back to the Future?
Yeah, it had a hard time reaching 88.
Oh, huh.
It just looked good.
I never thought about it. Did they mention that in the movie, that it couldn't reach 88 that quickly?
He was driving and driving and driving, waiting for it to hit 88 before he ran into a thing.
Okay.
And when he was running away from the Indians and shit, too.
Oh, that was in like 3.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 3.
So,
yeah, well, you can get away with it because it is it's in the video game environment.
I don't care.
So, like, the one guy has a monster truck.
Oh, God damn it. Like, I'm really not interested in this
movie. You would
probably
just hate it so much. Yeah. So that's been Puking the Gang, episode 324. Thank you so much, Brett, for joining us.
My pleasure.
You can find Brett at schoolsexproject.com.
When are you going to be in the studio live again?
Probably the week of May 7th.
Okay.
All right. Well,
and Andrew and I will do some PCL from New Orleans.
Yeah, we're going to New Orleans. I haven't been before. I will take any advice as to what I should check out. I don't really care to drink a whole bunch because apparently I only do that in a professional setting with coworkers. And Brett's going to be having conference-style meetings and talks, so I might just get myself a car and go explore.
Oh, so you're not going to go to the event?
I might dabble.
You got to buy a ticket, though.
Oh, I got to buy a ticket?
It's $200, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not going, sorry.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm not going.
I mean, that's fine, you know. I didn't want you to feel pressure to sit there the whole time if you weren't into it.
No, if I spent $200, I would feel a ton of pressure to sit there the whole time.
Right, but you can hang out with us after.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
For $300. Go check out pukingthegang.com/VIP for as little as $5 a month and get that extra PCL content. Help us out at the Private Channel Lounge. VIP section over the website. And, thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Tell a friend. Wear our T-shirts everywhere, if we ever had any. I got to make that. What was it? Last two episodes ago, you were like, DN number 35.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should make that shirt.
Just DN.
Yeah. Right on!
Thanks, Chad, for participating and helping me out with my questions during the break. I'll get to that. I might include long face.
I said rock on.
I know, but I was talking to the chat. This doesn't have to go on the recording.
Shush. Hey, you haven't faded out the music yet. We got to fade the... Fade.
All right.
Fade. Fade. Fade the music out.
Someone should also tell Nick that politicaldicknumber.com is down.
It's a baby. Oh, they're Scoozy pets. This one's a baby weasel, and we squeeze them
Scoozy.
And make retarded noises.
Scoozy.
Scoozy. Scoozy, my pet.
Scoozy.
They are not a
Scoozy.
I'm foreign.
You're falling where?
I'm foreign.
What's that? Let's see.
I started writing a rap in my head for Brett to rap about.
Okay. What is it?
Well, it's going to be more like the popular modern rap. As opposed to like the 90s rap?
Mumble rap?
Yeah, mumble rap.
But I don't even understand what I'm saying.
That's.
This is how I rap now. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I can't believe like, I didn't even.
That was hilarious.
What?
I don't know why.
Just the sound.
I love that so much.
nigga with my dumb hands. No mean, nigga. Like, I didn't even know this was real.
It's a retard singing.
Yeah, I thought this was...
They recorded a retard.
There was a YouTube video I saw that was, like, making fun of something called mumble rap. It's by these two Asian guys. They do pretty funny videos. And I was like, wow, that's funny. They're just making fun of how rap singers sound nowadays or whatever. And then I looked it up, and it's real genre? What the fuck?
Old man finds a time machine, turns himself into a fat little Terry, the kid who wants his dad to open his lobster for him.
Fat Terry, the kid who won't open. Oh, man, that kid sucks. If I could punch five kids, it'd be that kid, David Hogue, and his friends.
Yo, man.
Do I have that effect on my voice?
Yeah.
So I can't hear it. Oh, man.
In that case, you would edit it in normal. You'd say, during the break, we're going to hear...
Yes, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Oh, I was going to do it more like a commercial. Like, hey, listeners, do you like to hear things about us and things?
Yes, we can still do that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What? What's your problem with that?
That makes sense. The whole point is that you're going to make it sound like during the show you actually knew what was coming.
If you guys would have been quiet, I would have been done by now with it. Mute this over here. And then I can't mute that one. I can mute that one. Yeah, I can mute that one and still record because I'm still going to the computer. Hey, listeners of Puke in the Gang. Do you like to hear personal stories about what happens to us in our own lives?
Some.
Do you like to... Damn it. I'm trying to address you, trying to respond. Hey there, listener. Do you like Puke in the Gang? Do you like to hear about what happens to each of us? Do you want to hear an exciting, interesting personal story about one of the members of your favorite podcast? The following clip you're about to hear could be a teaser for quite possibly the biggest news that's ever been revealed in the history of this show. Fuck, Nick's making faces and I didn't do that one right. What should I say, Nick?
I don't know, something like on this week's PCL we record with Nick at something that happened to him, right? But then the PCL clip will be something along the lines of, and then he handcuffed me, right?
Okay.
He's yelling at me to stay in the car. So they'll get the gist as to what it's going to be from the audio.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want it to sound so stupid going from the break into the promo.
Okay. On the PCL only at pukeinthegang.com/VIP, the biggest, most impactful news in one of the hosts' lives of your favorite show. That's not a good way to say it. This week on the Private Channel Lounge, one of your favorite podcast hosts... I almost said gets arrested. Damn it. This week on the Private Channel Lounge... Ant! God damn it. Right on the cable. These ants are driving me insane, by the way. Real bad. Puke, you do it.
Coming up during the break, hear a tale from one of your favorite podcast hosts, Nick. As to a
Make
very...
it more intense. Like it's on Court TV or something.
Nick's trying to talk to us.
Oh. He's muted because he makes a lot of noise.
I was muting myself. Don't mute me. I don't know. I like the way Puke's presenting it.
All right, he's fine. He's all happy.
Like he's talking going into the break.
I know, but I wanted to make it more commercial-like. But okay, fine.
But you're overthinking it, I think.
Okay, fine. You're right. I do that.
I break Puke.
Yeah, can I go now? Coming up on the PC... All right, coming up during the break here, a tale from one of your favorite podcast hosts, Nick. Something very important happened in his life, and you're going to learn about it here coming up in 5, 4, 2, 3, 1. I'm going to do another one. All right.
I'm dying. I just read the word mumble in the chat, and I just thought I'm trying to mumble.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you don't. I just thought I'm trying to do the promo via mumble rap the whole time. It made me laugh really hard the more I thought about it.
And here we have a pizza. How do they even do? I can't do that. Okay, coming up during the break, listeners. I can't do this while you're losing your mind. Are you able to? No. Okay. I'm leaving the room. Okay, coming up during the break here, listeners, you're going to hear a promo for our most recent PCL in which Nick regales the tales of his very, very scary incident that occurred to him. I don't know where I'm going with that. Okay, coming up during the break, listeners, Nick is going to tell us all about his recent events, life events, very important events. Okay, listeners, coming up during the break, we're going to listen to a promo here from our most recent PCO in which Nick comes back with a tale, very, very interesting tale about an incident in his life. You don't want to miss this, folks. All right, we'll be right back. There, I think that'll work. You're still muted because I think Andrew muted you. And good thing he left the room, so let's see if I can...
Check.
Check. There it is.
Okay. Jesus.
What now?
That one was really good. I liked the last one. Unfortunately, they don't know where to sign up, but I think that's fine.
If our listeners... Oh, no, you can put... If they don't, know yet, I guess. But...
Yeah, good point.
As we do... I think I said it at the beginning of the show, but...
Okay, that's fine. It's fine. Obviously, they'll figure it out. They just go to the website if they really, really wanted to.
Yeah, if they're too dumb to not figure it out, then I think that... they probably haven't figured out how podcasts work either.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start editing this one.
Okay.
I don't think you guys appreciate how funny that was.
All you did was see the word mumble and you lost your fucking mind. I don't understand how you get so much delight from that.